October 4th, 2018, Town Board Budget Workshop, 7 p.m.
So 7 o'clock, we're going to get started. Welcome everyone to the second round of, first round for tonight's department heads, second round for Town Board members' budget workshop for 2019 budget. Tonight we have, representatives of the court, Judge McCain, and
Chief Clerk Jen Miller.
And Jen Miller with us as well, yep. And before we go through the court's budget, as I have done for the previous department heads, I just want to give you folks, if you haven't had a chance to look at the budget in detail, what's going on. We essentially have a flat budget. The tentative budget has a 1% per assess, 1 cent per assessed thousand value increase over last year. So a $200,000 house is going to cost an additional $2 in taxes for town taxes anyway. We're right up against the tax cap. The board is committed to not breaking through the tax cap. So what that allowed us to do is raise essentially just over $40,000 more in taxes to help meet the needs for a 2019 budget. So what that means is there's not a lot of money to spend. We're focused on making sure the needs of our residents are met, but we're also very cognizant that we're going to keep spending under control and not blow through the tax cap so that our, particularly our individuals, residents that are on fixed incomes and rely heavily on the rebate check, real property tax, we're still going to get it next year. So with that said, we'll start with the court, account 1110. Oh, I'll just touch on salaries, too. As Jeff knows, we won't be talking about salaries in detail as a board until the very end of the budget process. Obviously, you know, as department representatives, you can make comments on it. That's fine. But we're not going to hash it out tonight. I do have 2% raise for all elected officials and salaried and hourly employees factored into the budget, and we'll discuss that in greater detail as we wrap up the budget process. So with that, I'm going to, do you want to touch on anything on salaries right now or skip through it?
Yeah, I just want to touch on them.
Okay.
I want everybody to know, I mean, I'd really like to get our staff equivalent to the area courts that are doing the productivity that we're doing. I mean, we're still underpaid compared to the area. I mean, I have a printout from everybody here, right through in Saratoga County, even like Cook. And you've got to include Queensbury, you've got to include Glens Falls. We're doing almost as much criminal and vehicle and traffic as Glens Falls City right now. The only people that are beating us is Queensbury's beating us. But we're doing a lot. But they also have 5 full-time clerks. So the numbers that we are putting in there are amazing right now. We're beating Kingsbury right now as far as numbers too. But and yet our pay isn't to where they are. And I would really like to make it so that our clerks could get to where Queensbury is, Glens Falls City. I have the numbers. If you guys want us, I'll make a copy for you. You can review them. And I know that salaries are the toughest part that you guys have to deal with all the department heads. I understand that. But, we can make copies of everybody in the area of what they're making, the full-time clerks. If you'd like to take a look at them, we'll give you an idea. Because we don't want our people leaving. We seem to be a training ground. Karen Epifanio went to Northumberland because they paid a lot more per hour part-time. Jody Munger left us. Lori Pike is now working for them because they pay better than we pay here. And Ron Belisle's working part-time down in Northumberland right now, too. Laura Brody's working in Kingsbury. These are people that have all worked in our court, been trained here. And I don't want to lose what I have, which is an amazing staff. Tim's in Germany right now at an Oktoberfest, so he doesn't care about anybody here in this room. I just want to let everybody know for the record, and I don't blame him. but anyways, I just, we want to get our people up to where it's competitive with the other courts. So we could leave you with information, and when you guys do discuss final salaries, I'd really like you to rethink our staff and just rethink about where our staff should be. I'm going to leave that up to you guys, because I know that you guys are under the gun as far as the cap and everything else that goes on. There's one other item that's in here. I have $1,318 for a security camera system. I included this. I haven't talked to anybody about this because the courtroom is the boardroom, and it's going to be a 24/7 non-audio system. It can be audio, but for obvious security reasons, we can't have it audio. You guys do closed sessions and stuff in there. We can't, and we do the same. We have youthful offender status, and now we're doing adolescent offender arraignments and stuff. We can't have any recording devices going on of that nature going on at the time. It's basically a video surveillance camera in conjunction with what we're going to be doing with the active shooter situation. And the video cameras, looking to get 8. And I can go bigger than that, but I wanted to talk to the board. The 1318 that I have in here would cover up to 16 cameras. And I would like to do that just to make everybody in the building safer. It's reactionary. That means something happens, we've got it on videotape, which is a bad thing to look at it, but at least it protects our people. If somebody comes in and attacks some people, we have to defend ourselves, or somebody's hurt, we have it on video camera, and including the board, and inclusive of the board. You know, I wanna get us safer. And I think a security system, it's a security video system. So the 1318 should cover up to 16 units.
Do you have any documentation you'll provide?
I do. I have three for the JCAP. You're going to be getting the JCAP grant in another week because I have to have that submitted by the 17th. That's for resolution.
So this will be part of the JCAP?
This will be part of the JCAP. Won't be of any cost to the town taxpayers. I have three estimates. Actually, I have about six.
And that's with install? Maybe?
No, it's not for installation, but I don't think it would be that difficult to install. We did this, the audio system in the courtroom. I think if we had Dave Jones give me a hand, I think we could do it ourselves. I think we could do it, install it ourselves. It's going to have a base unit, and it's going to be able to monitor everybody, the entrances and exits of the building, the boardroom, the hallways, and places where people are accepting money. I'm going to actually have a little bit better zoom camera on those spots where we're collecting money, town clerk, our courtroom, and that, and anybody in all the counters. I want to have the counters covered to protect our staffs. The other thing is this is a last minute thing, but I can get it into the JCAP as I'm looking into getting a new phone system. Our phone system is doing what it did before. Remember when we had them replaced? Mm-hmm. We would pick up one of the phones, the other phone would hang up. It's starting to do that to us. We don't know why. And the phones are not that old, but they're past warranty. So they're Panasonic phones. We reached out to a representative today. There's been a couple that have come and gone through the town building. We're looking at the same idea, 8 phones, plus a portable unit phone, because we can't have wires during arraignments because somebody will take it and use it for a weapon. So we need to have a portable unit phone at the bench. That's not in there. That happened today, Todd. Happened today. I think we could probably do it for under $400 or $500.
Oh,
and
okay.
I could get that through JCAP. So, but I did want to make it present to the board so they were aware that probably $500 would probably more than amply cover 8 phones. I'm hoping 8 phones. Would that be in a ballpark, you think?
I think
it's
very low. On the website, which I know you guys provide phones. That's the way I understand it. You pay for them through the company, but
yeah.
Online they're like 170 a phone.
Okay, so if we went 200 in installation per, that's 1600, and then a portable phone. So we plan on $2,000. But
it will make alleviate too, where now if somebody calls us, we have to tell them to hang up and call the town hall because we can't transfer. We're hoping to link in. We'll have our own phone number still, but we can transfer to the town hall now.
So Lisa and Leanne and Peggy.
We get calls all day long.
For each department. All of us.
Here's their number.
They do for us, we do for them.
In the same building?
We can just put hold, transfer the calls.
So you have a separate system completely right now.
Yeah. So we're going to try to make it simplified and maybe cut even the costs on what we're using, because the system that we're using is a different kind of a setup. It's a copper, hard copper line setup we can go with a trunk system, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we have to look at the phone system you have and see that it will take SIP. Right. But one thing to consider with the Avaya phone system is if it has SIP trunk capabilities, we could turn the telco copper lines over to SIP trunks, which are less expensive, and you could have a monthly reduction in that.
Might be able to save some money.
That could be true across the town.
And if I can get the JCAP in, if I get the three estimates, get the JCAP in, I'm going to try to get it inclusive of the 1318 on the security surveillance.
So what should that number be then?
It should be 33. It'd be 3318. So $2,000. If I can go less than that, I'm absolutely going to do less than that on the phone system. But I'm going to put my JCAP in. I've got to get that in by the 17th, but I've got to get a resolution from the town, so I'll have that in for the next board meeting.
Okay. So the next, under, are you all done with that?
Yeah.
So on contractual, you had requested the amount that we had in the adopted budget for 2018 of 18940. I cut it to 14,000, but that was because we did not use, how much did we use, Jeffrey?
8,600.
So,
where are we? Are we on page two?
We're on court A, we're under contractual, I'm sorry, contractual, point two account.
All right. I think we had gone over our numbers, though, and $17,000 was going to be safe because the dues.
Oh, yeah. So with mandatory training, effective January 1st.
For clerks.
All of our clerks will have to attend training.
So why did we budget 18,940 and we only use 8,000 this year?
We haven't had to train anybody yet. We were doing the training. So it's going to be mandated training that includes hotel stays on the whole nine yards. This is mandatory, New York State mandatory training.
I'm showing year to date that we had more than that.
10,363 today.
That was
as of 7/31/18 is what I have for number. 10,363 as of July 31st, 18. We used $10,363. We used $3,100 for the conferences, $1,400 from January to June for postage, $30 for printing, $565 for dues, $17 for attorney's fees, because we cut them down because the building thing is all done. Manuals and periodicals are very expensive, $1,445, but we're going to be up into the $2,500 range easily on that. Time Warner, we were at $1,023, and supplies were at $2,783. That has also gone up exponentially on us.
So that's very helpful information. Last year we had this conversation, and courts agreed to provide the board a better breakdown. We never got that last year. We didn't get it this year.
So the 400? The 400?
Yeah.
Okay. I can do that. Yeah, I have it. I always keep mine in separate account. You know, I do that for reasons.
So what the, how come the number doesn't jive with your number, Jeffrey? Because that's what went out the door right there from that account. Yeah.
Are you including your JCAP equipment in that?
Negative.
No, I have it all wrote down on our...
Yeah, this is what I have.
Like invoices that have come, things that we've ordered.
And the JCAP was separate.
I can certainly provide you a lot of files.
Yeah. So, so we've got 14,000, and now you're saying it's closer to 17,000?
It says $17,000 to be safe. We went over with the increases, and we had 15,835 for projected in 19. But the problem with it was is we're going to have an increase in mileage and in training, which is, you know, part of whatever that would be, manuals, periodicals, or
so
whatever.
So if we did 17, is that going to work for you?
I think it was that was part of it. That's part of the mileage.
Mileage. Oh, okay. Training. Okay. Training's involved with that. There's where the price went up $1,000. And I didn't go to the conference this year because of our budget, because I wanted to make sure that Miss Hickey, who's trained with Jen, went to the conference. We didn't have her budgeted in, and I wanted, well, we did, but we didn't. It went up. And I would rather have her get trained because I can do satellite training for some of it.
Okay, so 17 number?
17 would be safer to use.
Ford, want to do that?
You gotta get us a copy.
I'll get you a copy of anything you guys need. Yeah, I can even get it to today's date if you need it for October 1st.
Be nice at some point.
Okay.
Determine discrepancy.
Yeah,
especially because now the postage came again, so that would be on there.
Yeah,
should be more accurate.
Yeah, the postage is killing us too. We're killing trees left and right to keep paper, because we use paper, hard copy for everything. Mailings it's just tough on us, you know, on our budget.
Well, especially because we switched court dates, so yeah. We've had so many wrong dates now that we've tried. We've sent notices out, but we can only do so much.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, A11-10F, court grant. We've got that 13-18 in there for the JCAP.
Yeah, I'm going to try for the $2,000 for the phone, too, Todd. I'm okay. I'll get three estimates for that, and you guys can review that at the next board meeting.
Does that need to be changed there as well?
So when we put the budget together, we were under the assumption that it was 13-18 in this category and 13-18 in this category.
Yep.
So the total cost of the phone, I'm sorry, the security camera, is this $26.36?
No, it's $13.18. So it's really just one spot. Just
So can we take it out of
A11-10? Yeah, we
can.
Yeah.
Where are we taking it out?
Yeah.
A11-10. Because the F is for
grant.
The grant.
Okay.
And then we're going to try to throw $2,000 in on the grant, too, for the phone system.
You'd want to get those quotes as quick as you can.
Well, I'll get them by the end of this
week. Yeah, that feels really, really light, but
okay.
I'll let you.
$2,000 even?
It feels light.
Okay.
It feels really light.
Well, if we can't do it this year, then we...
The recording. If you don't need the recording, you can get in there probably.
Yeah, I'm not really... Yeah, I want to have it recorded.
You don't have it now, but if that's what you want, that's going to be a big ad.
Yeah.
Is that something, though, that we could get the phones and do the recording at a later time?
Yeah.
Okay, so that might be an option for us.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Record.
That's it, unless we want to talk about revenues.
I wanted to talk about revenues.
We're going to see big increases. As busy as you've been, they're going to see increases.
One of the things, I told you guys this in the past, we did $120,000 this year with what we adopted for projected revenue. And I don't even know how we ended up last year for revenue. Last year. Do we know?
2017?
For 2018. Or 2017.
145,000.
We were way over. We went over.
$268,000.
Yep. I think we and then last year, to play it safe, we went to 120.
Yeah, we were down.
We were down. We went and looked at the projected revenues this year. We're standing at about 160,000 for projected revenues. Didn't want to put in 160,000 because I'd rather underestimate. Right now, as it stands, we should be at about 160. I think 100, that's why Tim and I both looked at it when we went.
Why is it up?
It runs in three-year waves, and I don't know why. I think you've heard me say this before, and I was trying to explain it to Jeff today. Our fines and surcharges are down, but our vehicle and traffic matters are up where we're taking in 1210 money, which is non-surcharge, non-money that gets divided to the state. It doesn't go through the DMV funds. Mm-hmm. The entire fine money's going back to the town. And I believe that's the case. Why? But for some weird reason, I went back to when Ed Tracy and Tim were here, we run in three-year waves. We run up, we'll go to 150, 160, we'll go back down to 110, 120. And I don't know why. It runs in a three-year cycle, and I haven't figured out why it does that. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't.
But we haven't been below 145 in several years.
No.
Is this the money that we take in as, like, a whole?
Yes.
Or is this what comes back to the town?
No, this is what comes back to the town.
Okay. That's fantastic.
So we're okay with the 140 in there?
I believe we will be fine.
Okay.
How we broke it down right now, it looks like we should be making 160.
We're ahead of...
We're
right
way
now,
ahead of where we were last year.
Mm-hmm.
But our caseload is a little lighter. Not a lot, but we're at the third year of the three-year low.
Okay.
And it doesn't make sense to me. Trust me, I tried... He listened to me jabber this afternoon in the hallway, and I'm going, I can't figure it out why it does it. Our crime and our vehicle and traffic matters run in three-year waves. They go high, they go up for three, down for three. So it's kind of like a six-year cycle. And then, it dips. I don't know why.
Well, as long as we're covering what we budgeted for.
I think we'll be okay. I think we're going to be okay. So, in fact, we should be to the good on that. I don't have anything else.
How much can you get out of JCAP?
Up to $30,000. I can get up to $30,000 for JCAP funds. So that's why we haven't had a desk cost, a printer cost, any kind of cost over the last, since I've been here, there's 11 years, I think we've taken in, Todd, what would you say, probably around $30,000 total? Over the 11 years that we've been here, because I usually ask between $2,000 and $6,000 a year. They helped us with all the construction on the back behind the bench and stuff like that. So,
I'd love to see those quotes on cameras and get quotes on the phone.
I actually have here
$1,300
for
cameras.
Well, it's a
up to 16 cameras. Yeah, $1,300. How are you going to do that?
Well,
yeah. But
I have it. I have.
Let me take that offline.
Okay.
No.
No.
Thanks for coming.
No. If I could be informed of when you're going to discuss the salary situation, that would be great.
All public info.
Well, it is. However, it's one of those things that I've been told previously that, you know, the department had wanted to go in and discuss that. Then I was told that I could do it personally, but then I was told I couldn't do it personally. So. I'm not really sure where that stands.
Well, I'll be very clear. The town board, as a town board workshop, it's public, open to anybody, any member of the public, will have a discussion among themselves regarding salaries. It'll be just the board members.
Okay, so it's not something that we can pitch in on.
Can we provide you with paperwork to get ammunition?
Yeah, any information you want to provide, I'm sure board members would be happy to have it.
We'll get that for you.
Okay, so then that my only thing that I would say was that if you look back from literally 2008, the justice clerk's salary literally has not changed. It remains. At then it was 29 and 31, and we're at, 30 and 32 right now, so it's like pretty much 2008. So 10 years later, that's not what I will leave you with. But I will certainly provide you, because I've done all the homework. I've 448th in the state as far as revenue out of 1,200 courts. So I called like 5 courts above, 5 courts below, got their salaries, how many clerks they have. And I did it within our own county as well. So I do have all that, and I will make copies and put it in.
That'd be helpful.
The other thing is, too, 2013 budget, we were at $211,000. I understand we were renting the building, but our budget is $167,000. So we went from $211,000 to $167,000 from 2013 to 2018. So I think we could probably, if we could, try to maybe reevaluate the clerk's salaries.
Well, we'll be looking at everybody's salary.
I know.
It is very difficult for the town. I mean, I just explained we have $40,000 extra in tax revenue. That's all we can do unless we go into fund balance.
I gotta fight for my people.
No, I totally understand. But I hope you understand, where the board is. But, we'll see what we can do.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
All right, so we've got a little time before water. Do you want to go over planning and zoning real quick? Sort of make a quick use of our time. What's planning there?
It is in the B fund. Starts in 80-10.
So under 80-10, I left the same amount in there for miscellaneous, $500, which was requested. It's what we adopted last year under the .1 account. Under contractual, for the zoning administrator, which 80% of his pay comes out of the zoning portion of the budget, and we have budgeted the same amount for 2019 that we did for 2018 because he has not changed in his proposal for us. So.
And we got the other 20 over in buildings?
Planning.
Yeah. Okay. So total contractual, I kept that the same, so essentially the budget is what we requested, because there's no increase.
So we have an ETA, and we don't have us that contract?
So the contract is with Carla.
Did the dollars stay the same? Do we match?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's the contract?
LA Group.
For the zoning?
Yes.
Yeah, so the numbers are going to be the same.
All right.
Well, yeah, and, but we don't have language finalized. Council's working on it.
Okay.
So that's planning. Any questions there?
No.
What's the next one, Jeffrey, for zoning?
I was the only two.
Where's zoning?
Zoning was B8020. Planning is B8020.
Right.
Zoning is B8020.
Oh, I was looking at zoning, I thought. All right. And then.
So under planning, love zoning. The other 20% of that contract is included here for $11,440 for the zoning administrator, same as last year. That's pretty cut and dried. Anything else under building that we got to go over?
No, I think we covered it last night.
Okay. What else would you like us to go over while we've got 5 minutes?
I don't know if you guys want to see the library proposal this year. You don't actually affect much with it because it goes straight to vote. But it is at the very back of your packet. The Crandall Library provided us with some documentation on what they want the vote to be. And we had just budgeted that amount straight into there. So it could theoretically change if people vote down. But as it stands, we don't really have an effect on it. But it is part of our budget.
Right. We take the library board number and just put it into our budget. And that number is calculated statutorily. Mm-hmm. Is Jesse up there? Jesse, have a seat.
Jesse, how are you, sir?
Good, sir.
What number is this?
It's GI, it's the sewer. It's where it starts.
Water sewer?
Yes.
Gastrointestinal.
Oh, the breakdown.
You want to start on sewer?
Yes. Okay. And this is last year, so you have an idea. What you looking at?
So, right before we get going, Jesse, I've been telling all the department heads, just giving them a brief overview of the budget. Essentially a flat budget for the town this year. The tax rate increased by 1 cent per assessed thousand, so it works out to about $2 extra on a $200,000 house. And we're staying underneath the tax cap. We've got the funds raised from taxes maxed out, which equates to a little bit over additional $40,000 and additional funding raised from taxes. So that really impacts what we do with the various departments significantly. And I can tell you the board's committed to staying underneath that cap. So with that mindset, this is, you know, the numbers that we came up with. I think that many of them are pretty close to what you had suggested, if I'm not mistaken. So regarding salaries, we are not going to act on and have an open, free-willing discussion on them tonight. We'll do that at the very end of the budget process, as we customarily do. But if you have any comments you'd like to make regarding salaries, you know, feel free to do that.
We can do it.
Okay, so we'll skip over salaries. I have in the budget 2% across for salaried and hourly employees. I do have for two individuals in your department monies set aside in there for a dollar bump up upon qualifications, additional qualifications per hour in addition to the 2%. So that's why you see that number actually equates a little bit higher than 2%. And that's something the board in pre-employment discussions agreed to do. And so this time around, we set a number to it. So that's what that number is. Let's see. First item under equipment for 2018, riding lawnmower and trailer. You had requested 500. Why did we use 600?
So I took the total amount of what Jesse requested for the riding mower, and I divided it up against 2019's numbers.
Oh, okay.
So the numbers, the break, you know, because we get a total amount, and we have to split it between seven different places.
Right.
So the percentages changed slightly this year. So sometimes some are going to be a little higher, some are going to be a little bit lower, and that's why I gave you that breakdown here, so you can see the total number.
So under miscellaneous, the request for $2,000 under equipment, I kept that at $2,000. Total contractual, the request was for $140,600. I have $110,000 in there. Last year, when the adopted budget, we had $156,500, and I think we didn't come anywhere close to spending what we had budgeted for last year, which is why that number was reduced, right?
Yeah, according to this, we're at about 70.
70, so that's why I'm not that.
Yeah, we didn't have any breakdowns or anything down there last year. And of course, if you do have them, that's when the cost is going to go up down at the sewer plant.
Right. You think 110 will work for this fiscal year?
If it doesn't, we'll have to find some, won't we?
Probably.
Well, we've got another pump sitting there ready to go. That's usually what happens, is a pump will wear out after a while. And it's been, the phone's up today, it's been 2.5, almost 3 years since we lost one. We do have one ready to go, but then you get the other one rewound and get it ready so that if you do have another breakdown, you don't go without it. Because if you go with one pump and something happens to that, we're in big trouble. Now we're having pumper trucks sit there and pump 24/7 to keep everything down until we get something fixed.
Right.
Okay. Pretty important.
Next account, GI 9000 is pretty cut and dry. That's employee benefits. It is what it is. We have to recalculate what they'll be. We plug into the budget based on the salary or hourly wage structure that we have. Anybody have any questions on that? And you got what you asked for on that anyway, 35. Water one.
And in place to be increased to $1,500 for the cost of the program for. Sent you talked about the clerk's program to handle the water billing, correct? That's what it was. And it was $1,500, and we were
going to pull that
the
out
clerk
of the clerk and put it in the water and just divide it up over to different accounts, because that's where it should be, not come out of the clerk's budget.
Could you look into whether we can do that?
Yes, I can. Yes. That's going to be part of the 0.4 accounts on these.
Thank you.
Okay, water one,
$8,310.
We've got for the master meters, the radio request for $15,400. We have that included in the budget at $15,400. Miscellaneous equipment, we had $500 in there. That's what was requested. We kept that the same. Morin trailer went from the $500 request down to $453, and I'm not sure why.
Well, again, if you look over on this first sheet you know, because, the total cost of the mower trailer is $4,000, and this is that district's allocation of it. The total ends up being the same at the end of the day.
Yes.
Just let us know when to jump to this sheet.
So the total amount for contractual and tentative is $60,509, and the adopted budget last year was $52,500. Water One Purification, which is account 8330, request was for $1,200 for contractual. We left that at $1,200. And with the respective percentages, we carried that all the way through the other water districts. And transmission and distribution for contractual, $1,600 was a request. We left that at $1,600. And again, we have the Water One benefits. Debt service for account 9730. We've got the $149,298 in there for that payment, that annual payment. How far do we have to go on that, do you know?
Quite a few more years.
28 years. Is it 30 years?
It's a 30 years, right. So
I only have to take care of a couple more.
In there for eight.
Down to Water 2 Administration. We got that mower and trailer in there. Master meters. For miscellaneous equipment in Water 2, the request was for $1,000. I included that in the budget. For insurance, anticipated is going to be up a little bit this year. So last year we had $2,277 in there. This year the request was for $2,400. We knocked that down to 2141, but again, I think that was on the percentage, right?
That was, I'm sorry, what?
For based on the percentages.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Any questions on Water 2? Purification, that's straightforward. It's $2,500 contractual. Left that in the budget at $2,500. Transmission and distribution, same thing for Water 2. Employee benefits and wages. Water 3. We, you can see the allocation for the riding mower and trailer is $218 there. Miscellaneous equipment is $1,100. Insurance, that portion is $600 for Water 3, and then total contractual is $29,079. And then the corresponding purification cost is $1,200 for contractual. Water 3 transmission distribution, same thing, $1,200. Employee benefits, straightforward, that for Water 3 is going to be a total of $31.55. Water 4 administration, for the mower and trailer, that share is $866. The share for master meters is $10,000. So total contractual will be $115,673, and then the insurance would be an additional $2,381 for a total of $118,054 for the 0.4 account. Water purification, corresponding number is $1,400. Water 4 transmission distribution, contractual is $2,500. And then the corresponding employee benefits for Water 4. $12,543. Water 5, horn trailer is $250. Master meter portion is $2,000. Miscellaneous equipment is $750 for Water 5. The total 0.2 account is $3,000. Total contractual is $33,302 with the insurance portion, an additional $686 for a total of $45,439. Purification is $1,000 contractual. And transmission distribution is $1,400. Employee benefits for Water 5 is $3,618. Water 6 administration, the mooring trailer is $837. Master meter radio reads are $4,000. Miscellaneous equipment for that account is $1,000. Total contractual is $111,771. And insurance is $2,301 for a total amount of $147,991 for that account. And for purification, that portion is $2,800. And then transmission distribution for Water 6 is another $1,400. And corresponding employee benefits for Water 6 is $12,121. Debt service for Water 6, which is the 9730 account, for the band is $128,704. And that's it on the appropriation side. You want to go through the revenue side on that? Or move on?
I would do it anyway. I mean, don't be done.
Totally up to you. So for projected sewer rents, sewer district 1, the tentative budget has $170,000. And the adopted budget last year was $165,000. We've got for penalties $1,500 built in, and then interest another $3,000 for a total of $174,500. Water district
did 1. That interest jump or double because of some run rates?
The CDs.
Okay.
Yeah, because we moved
yeah,
money.
That's right. Good job.
Water District 1, $105,000 for water sales. We've got $200 in there for penalties, $650 for interest. What would be miscellaneous in that account?
$550. Those are final bills.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, what did I read the wrong number?
I think so, yeah.
$550
is interest.
For interest?
Yes.
So, if you recall, Water District 1 has been running in the red. We're now going to be in the black because we will have cell phone tower lease antenna on top of that. And the projected revenues from that in 2019 will be $25,800. So that really helped that district, kept us from having to increase rates, and that will globally help if we ever do a consolidation, help all of our districts, so that's good news there. So total revenues for Water District 1 is $132,750. Water District 2 anticipated revenues is $150,000, another $550 for penalties, $3,000 for interest, $450 for miscellaneous and final bills. And then we also have a cell tower lease there, which will bring in $37,250 this year. So total revenues for Water 2 will be $191,250. Water District 3, anticipated revenues is $45,000. Interest, $350. For a total revenue of $45,350 for Water 2. Water 4, $150,000 in revenues. Penalties $250, interest $2,500. Anticipated revenues in its entirety for Water District 4 is $152,750. Water District 5, $55,000 in revenue, $800 for interest, $200 for final bills for a total of $56,000. Water District 6, for sales will be $257,000 with $250 in penalties, and there's also another cell tower lease there that will bring in $35,500 for a total revenue of $292,750. And that's it for revenues and water and sewer.
Thank you for making those changes with CDs. And on big numbers like this, that's significant.
Yeah, no, it does make a difference. So,
what's the reason the tower, assistant tower, isn't producing as much money for subleases as it's able to?
Oh, the new one?
Yeah. Is it projected time of finish this year or something? Or?
I think it was going to equate out to 32 when you're done, right?
Yeah, it's on a... It increases a little bit every year, just like these did when they were first put in. They had lower.
Yeah, they were a lot lower now. They have price. There's a ramp up and an interest increase and a lease extension to the number. So, okay. And some of them had additional equipment put on after the contract was in place. Right. And so we did a contract amendment, which added more revenue to the original contract. So that's why they're off a little bit. But I can tell you that there's a level playing field from where everybody started.
Anything else in water?
That's it.
Jesse, you got anything else for us? Not that I can think of.
Questions, comments?
Not to do with the budget.
Nothing to do with the budget?
Okay. Well, the only thing that was brought up to me was the clerk brought up to me today that she's asking me if we should charge Cerrone and the new Woodscape development that's going in for their meters. It doesn't say that in our. There's a paper that she needs to get this out to me so I can get it to the board and you guys can look it over. But okay. What it does is they put their own infrastructure in. They put all their lines in up through their homes, and they basically now it's a $1,700 buying capacity. So are we giving them the meter? And you're not giving them in anything but a single family dwelling. You're not doing that. Mm-hmm. So and there's nothing there that says to charge or not to charge for it. Mm-hmm. So all these homes that Cerrone and Woodscape and everybody's put in, nobody's ever paid for a meter.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you get us that information? We'll have a discussion on Tuesday night.
Something you can look over. It's just something that you'd like to know whether we should have been charging them all along or. I don't know. When I came, that was the way it was. They were given the meters when they were ready for them because they put their own infrastructure and they paid for everything to that point. Mm-hmm. And then they paid for the rest of it into the house. Now, there was no $1,700 buying capacity for Woodscape. It was $400 down there. Was that a meter charge? Well, nobody seems to know what anything was. So the question is, should they be paying for these new meters?
Yeah, but are they paying the appropriate amount for capacity?
Is that included in the meter, though?
Yeah, I think it is, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Looking at what I read today, I can't tell you that.
So we'll have her put together whatever information. Ask her to research the minutes for any discussion on that. If she can get that assembled, you get it to my office, you get it to the board members for Tuesday night.
All right. Discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Recreation.
A7140. In addition to that handout, we have this other information. There's a lot to copy, but if you guys want to dig into it, we've got things on some of the equipment that was requested for 7140. So I'm going to set this in the middle of the table for you guys.
But that came in after the budget was put together?
That came in on Thursday, I believe. Last Thursday. Yeah.
We
already had everything in there. We do. There are some items that are in that packet that are already in the budget. I think there were some that I didn't see.
Anything that was submitted in my office prior to my legal deadline of the 30th, we included.
It was the Thursday. So what? 30th was Sunday.
Yeah.
So it was on Thursday.
Well, we had stuff, you know, I heard we had stuff coming in this week too, right?
Any additional stuff?
Not this week, no.
Okay. Cemetery and recreation?
Yes, and we'll get cemetery after we finish the 7140.
Okay, so unfortunately Sandy's going to have to hear my upfront spiel again. But for Dave's benefit, who has not been through his budget process, just want to give you the framework of the town budget. Essentially a flat budget. The tax rate is going to increase by one penny per assessed thousand, which is going to equate on a $200,000 home to additional $2 in town taxes, which keeping us under the tax cap is, I think, it's where our residents want us to be. And the town board is committed to staying under the tax cap because it means rebate checks for real property owners, residential real property owners, that they can use to spend however the way they see fit. And we do have a lot of residents that are on fixed incomes and depend on that. So we as a board are going to stand under the tax cap. So what does that mean? That means that comparing it to last year, it only allows us to raise an additional $40,500 in additional tax revenue. And, you know, we have all the budget asks from everybody, and it's well over $40,000. So that means that anything that we're going to fund over and beyond $40,000 has to come out of fund balance. And we're very sensitive to the use of fund balance. So with that being said, that's the backdrop for how we put the budget together based on the ask from the department heads. So we'll start on A7140. Mm-hmm. Oh, on salaries and hourly wages. We discussed them as a board as a final step in our budget completion process. And, you know, we're not going to have a free-willing conversation on it tonight. We will then. But if you want to make any comments to the board regarding salaries or hourly wages, you know, feel free to do so. We'll take that into consideration when we take up employee pay at the end of the process. Okay. So with that, we're going to start with A7140. And I don't know if anybody has any comments on pay before we move on to equipment. No, okay. Under equipment, the first request was for a tiller for $371. I don't believe I had any documentation on that, so I did not include it in the budget. And I think it sounds like we may have it now.
No, I don't have it here.
No, not on the tiller due to the price. I mean, they're under $500, and you can get them at Home Depot or Lowe's. It's just to take away a lot of the hand labor that we're doing now on edging these fields. Right now we're doing it with a flat shovel, because I don't have a tiller up there.
So this would be a three-point hitch tiller?
No, this is just like a little manis.
Oh, tiller. A little tiller. Oh,
a little okay. Manis just to do the edges of the fields that we're currently doing with a flat
shovel. Would that save significantly on labor?
Oh, yeah. If we could, you know, we keep that area clear. There's 8 feet down there.
Okay. Well, I don't have a problem for putting that back in now that I know what it is for. The board wants to do it.
Yes.
Going to do it?
Yeah. I got that different
for other things as well. Okay.
Community gardens?
Well, maybe. I wasn't really thinking that. I was actually thinking about when I watched that, losing on soil around like home plate or something like that.
Same thing.
You know, it's,
Okay. Miscellaneous, the request was $475. I kept that in at $475.
That's the fuel transfer tank.
Well, what I did is
that fuel transfer tank?
If we're going to get a truck, right, it comes down to the truck. The Chevy is at Cardinelli's right now. I was told by the other employees that the Chevy would not pass inspection. So I talked to Pete, and Pete didn't remember that conversation with anyone. So he asked me to bring the truck over. He says the frame will pass inspection, but there's a lot of other issues with it to make it safe. The bed is loose. so your mounting, your bed mounts are rusted. It has a manifold leak, and it also has brake issues. So he's going to write everything up to let me know what is wrong with that truck, if it's going to be a safe vehicle. You're going to put the weight of a plow on it and start banging in the snowbanks again. So what I was doing there is, if you're going to do a pickup truck to replace that plow truck, then the plow and the transfer tank is a package. I'm trying to put it like a package together. We have the transfer tank on the Ford we have now for gasoline, but we also have diesel equipment there. Mm-hmm. And we're just, right now we use diesel cans run back and forth to the highway department to get our diesel fuel.
So if we, I have in the budget a new pickup truck. So if the board keeps it in,
well, that's what that was for.
Then you will need that transfer tank. We can't use one. We don't have one in the old truck right now.
There's not one in the truck.
All right. Okay.
In other words, there's not one on the Chevy, but there's one on the Ford.
There's one on the Ford for gas.
And the one on the Ford is used for gas, and you want another one to be used for diesel.
Diesel.
Makes sense.
The next item request was $20,000 for bleachers, which is a pretty big ticket item. I kept it in the budget only because for years now we have been short with the amount of seating we have in some area down there. And this would get you two bleachers, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Right. And it's in the packet there somewhere.
Yeah, so there's two quotes in here for five-row bleachers.
There's five-row.
And then there's two quotes for 10-row bleachers.
At different lengths.
And I'll pass these around. There's only one copy. So what was the combination you were using to get to the... What are you proposing to get to that 20,000?
I was going with the five-row.
Two five-rows?
I'm not sure where I'm at.
The two five-rows?
The five-rows.
All right. What are the plans with the two five-rows?
There's so much use down there. That's where your money is. If you're looking for money out of the park, softball is where the money is. My thought process is, let's try to make a stadium out of one of these fields for the championship teams. I realize lights are... not feasible at this point, but we can put stadium like bleachers there and make it look like a nice ball field. Right now we have picnic tables and a couple 3-row bleachers that are ground level there. People have to bring lawn chairs, stand, or use picnic tables. There's really no other seating down there. It's not adequate enough for these tournaments. We have a tournament this weekend. We have a really big tournament next weekend with 2014 in it. And there's thousands of people there, and there's not enough seating. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to look at those. They're not cheap. Not at all.
Okay. Well, if anybody keep it in, I imagine you're okay with 20,000.
So would you be thinking of, there's a 5-row 27-foot bleacher at $94.90. Were you thinking of two of these? Is that how we got to the 20 grand?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Because those have the back and the stairs to come with it to get up into it.
Yeah, so that's important because when we had our risk evaluator come, I think we had to make modifications on some of our existing ones to be compliant.
Yeah.
We got in trouble.
So if we get
for
that,
the 10 rows,
literally, yeah.
So option three, two times. Is that how you get your 20?
Is this something we're seeing come off the taxes, or can we consider looking at this off our reserve fund?
You could use for any capital improvement. I don't know if that's, is that considered a capital improvement over the last 10 years?
Are they aluminum?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're last 10 years.
Oh, easily.
Well, we have to do a referendum on it, though, right?
Yeah, the problem with that is any monies that you utilize from that is subject to a referendum.
But if we can pull it out of there.
Mm-hmm. And you pulled equipment out of there in the past, tractors. I can't even think of what particular equipment, what we have done that in the past.
Yeah, I think we're at 160,000 in the reserve.
The general side one?
And so the one for the playground is 62,000.
And that's all there is in the, the rec one is the 62,000, right?
Well, there's two of them. There's town-wide, and then there's town outside.
Do we have any money coming in the next couple of months that we could put it directly into the rec park one and just use it for that?
Well, I don't know what's before the planning board and approval. I don't know if there's any big projects, though.
But they'd have to still flow through the account, and then we'd have to do a referendum.
Oh, yeah.
Earmark them somewhere else.
But if we put that money into the rec fund, it's not subject to a permissive referendum, because the rec fund, if we put it in there, we're saying we're only putting it in to the rec park. We have to do the referendum on the town-wide one, because we could use it anywhere. We could use it on trails. We could use it to put a playground here. We can use it anywhere in town for recreation. So only the town-wide one is subject to the permissive referendum. But once you put it into the one for the rec park, you can't pull it back out and flip it over without a referendum or some sort of process. But
I think I'd like to leave it in now as it is, and then see what the final numbers are. And then, you know, that would be an option if we have to, you know, sharpen our pencils on the budget.
What are our current balances, just for the record?
From the rec. Are you talking about the budget balances?
No, the two funds we were just talking about.
Yeah, okay. Out of the HP fund, which is the rec capital project, we've got a total of $62,307 in there. However, $59,268 of that is already dedicated to the adaptive playground, which leaves $3,039 in that account for other things. And the townwide recreation project, our fund balance is at
$168,432. Thank you. You're close.
That's my conservative side. All right. So we'll leave the 20,000 in. We've got the 6,000 for a plow for the truck that I budgeted for at the request of rec, and that's in at $33,700. Striping machine.
So run that by me one more time. That's the one at 30. So this is a plow to come off of a truck coming to be reassigned?
That would be a plow for the new truck. I don't plow. I don't know how that all works, but I'm being told that plow, that's a Chevy frame plow, and we're ordering a Ford, and it's a different year with a different frame. I'm not sure how it all works.
Okay. So it's for the truck we were buying.
But that plow, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but so I guess that could be liquidated.
Well, I thought we don't need to spend time on this because we moved past, but the plan, the original strategy was if we got a new truck, we were going to take, we already had insurance clear this, so we were going to take that truck that was not going to be roadworthy anymore and leave it in the park for utility use.
Okay.
We can still ensure it doesn't have to be registered. We already cleared that.
So okay.
I think that was the strategy, was to leave it there.
That would be perfect.
And it becomes kind of a utility truck. So we can come up with another plan, but that was the discussion in the past.
That would be good.
I'm just thinking about picturing the back of that off and a flat back wood box thing on the back and you old farm been. Style. That's what I was thinking of.
Fifth wheel on the back of it, mine's still on.
or metal, flat metal top to it, you know, and use it for a flatbed, throw things on it.
The next item
is... it could be used to plow in the park.
We've got the request was for trash receptacles all around the park. I think it was 12.
Five.
For an amount of $3,655.
They're double. The amount of recyclable nickels that are thrown away in that park every year is phenomenal. Why can't it go to the water park fund?
So one side would be recyclable?
One side is recyclable, one side is trash. These are Oh, okay. They're double, it's metal.
Yep.
The ones we have now are plastic. They last 5 years or so before they start to crack and everything. I'm not saying replace every trash can in the park with these. They're just too expensive to do that, but it's such a waste.
Who would the staff have the wherewithal to monitor them and track them and return them?
All they got to do is be told.
Okay.
Put that back there.
Thank you. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Good idea.
Field fertilization, the request was for $14,000. Last year we had $9,000 in the budget, and I'm pretty sure we probably used almost all that to get where we are today.
It's all gone.
Yeah. So I included the $14,000 request for next year. So that would leave the total 0.4 account at $64,500.
That will also include whatever Randy.
Yeah.
He's got to come back. He's going to. We have. We find someone with an ag market license.
We haven't talked about that yet, but can we approach him to come back on a one-off?
As a contractor, we can. And we do have one. Didn't we have like $500 somewhere else for him?
Yeah,
or is that included in that?
It's built in that.
Oh, it's built in that number. So, yeah, we do have numbers, money for Randy to come back because he has to order it.
I can't even order it.
Okay, so that's A7140. Okay. What else we got?
So the next is 7310. Which is the youth programs, the beach.
All right, under the beach, let's just skip the compensation. For life jackets, request was for, well, let's back up. The request for miscellaneous buoys and ropes was $1,000. I didn't have any information with that at the time, so I didn't include that. But I think you have tonight.
Yeah. Well, it was there, and I'll take the blame for that. I misread that. I thought it was just for the new lane. But it was in there as to replace the old ropes at the beach.
So. And in addition was to add a swim lane that had been requested for years, so it would be minus 100 feet of that. So
are they in dire need of replacement at this time?
There's a couple that really need to be replaced. Do all of them? Probably not.
Would it be like 50%? Or?
Yeah. I think if we started with 50%, we'd be okay to get through. The problem is that when you take them out, they start fraying and start breaking. And so then they have to zip tie them together every year. And it's
well, we don't want to do that. So what do we have to do to make sure we replace the ones that are zip tied?
I say if we did half of the replacement this year.
So $500?
I think we could do that. And just leave the swim lane out.
Leave the swim lane out?
Yeah.
What would it cost for a swim lane?
It's an additional 100 foot, so it's approximately, they were $50 for the 30 foot ropes. It's varied. I mean, it went from $50 to $200, up to 83 feet. So, you know, I don't want to push this one in. I'd rather have the safety part
replaced.
Yeah,
I think I agree with that. How's the board feel on
it? Down the line, if we can get it, that would be a different story.
Okay. Can you ever get that stuff done?
Oh. Might be a grant for the river stuff.
Okay. So. All right. The $60 for life jackets was the request. I kept that in at 60.
Those are the real small kids. We have the puddle jumpers that go over the arms, but we don't actually have a jacket for the little kids.
We have no jackets for little kids?
Not for small kids.
Okay.
So that was just to get some for the little kids. We have the medium and the larger sizes, and then just the puddle jumper. So there's an in-between age.
Do we have any policy for, like, certain age to wear?
If somebody comes in, the lifeguards go and check to make sure that they're
Coast Guard approved. If the parent doesn't agree with that, then we just tell them that they can't wear it in the water.
Okay.
And they just have an option to take one of ours and return it at the end of the day.
Okay.
I never had a time like that.
So that's for the Point Four account. That'd be a total of. Wait, let me back up. Contractual request was for $8,160, and that's what I put in. What comes under contractual?
That's just all the little things at the beach. So,
like supplies.
Yeah, supplies. And
must have been pretty close to
garbage.
What we're going to be spending, like what we already spent this year, much bigger than what we budgeted for, right?
Yes, we've spent $6,404.35.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I put what we requested in there. All right, so that would be a total for contractual of $8,160, which is up $160 over the adopted budget of last year. What's the next account?
A8810, cemeteries.
Ted, can I ask a question?
Sure.
My part is done. Can I just ask a question on the paperwork here that I got from Jeffrey? I know you weren't discussing salary, but I noticed that the rec director part-time was my job was cut.
You were budgeted originally at 20 hours, and I took 5 hours off of that because I'm looking to do some restructuring regarding permitting of the fields and creating a part-time, I think it's part-time, is it part-time or full-time job for the...
We have it as part-time right now.
Part-time right now that's going to handle approval of fields, collecting of money. It's going to take some of the workload off of the town clerk's office, and it's going to be done in my office. So that's why there's a scale back there. So.
Okay, so before I was doing that piece,
mm-hmm.
I was at 19 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say that I would like that position, my position, to stay at that for the program side of it.
We'll discuss that.
Okay, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
That was a surprise.
Well, I'm not going to get into it, but you know, I have copies of field use requests that the dates had already expired and no money was paid for them. I don't even know if the fields were used, and I think we can, I want to have a better handle on what's going on with that process, and I want it done out of my office, so that's what I'm looking to have done that way.
That's great. That'd be great.
Anyway, anything else on rec before we get to cemeteries?
Well, just back on the 7140, the folder, there was something about a tractor. Is that, I don't see it in the budget. It's over here.
It wasn't in the original stuff that I was given. So that came in on the Thursday.
The Thursday.
Before.
I was waiting for bids to come back.
What is it?
This is... What I included in there is all the problems we've been having with the mowers this summer and all the breakdowns. Our mowers are in 1994, 1999, and the 2003. And I think the town is going to eventually have to replace the main mowers at the rec. We only have one vacuum mower, which is currently at Falls Farm and Garden. It's the one that you just approved to have repaired. What you have there is a Ventrex,
mm-hmm.
that you can get all the attachments for that all of our current mowers use. And what they did is they give you a purchase price for the tractor with the attachments. The attachments must be purchased. They can't be leased, but they also gave you the lease option on the tractor itself.
They are, the lease is a one-time a year payment, and it's a four-year lease. You do 3 years, they do the fourth year, and then replace the tractor if you want to continue with the lease. So that first 3 years, you're making that one payment to purchase the attachments and the payment to lease the tractor. But after that first 3 years, you're just making payments for the lease on a new tractor, and you own the attachments. So the tractors are expensive. The price for the John Deere to replace our John Deere that we have now is well over $30,000, and it doesn't even come with a mower deck. Just something to think about. So I included that. I never got anything back from the second company who did the Steiner and the John Deere. The Ventrex is the only one that replied, and that's the one that we've been looking at.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty well versed in tractors. Bought one today, bought one 4 weeks ago, and I know they're expensive. I actually looked at that model for how it fit in our operation, and personally, I thought it was a lot of money for what you got.
But we were looking at the attachments to try to save money.
Right.
By having something that can do multiple.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of leasing in general. I prefer to do an outright purchase. I just think it's a better way to go. What would be the primary use for, if you got that tractor, the primary use for it?
The primary it would be the mowing. But that can mow, it can vacuum.
Right.
Snow blow. Could be a blower for the pine needles and the pine cones that are all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's what our thought was. You can also get attachments to groom your ball fields with and to level your fields. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, something in the future is going to have to be done. I don't know about tractors. Mm-hmm. This was my first experience with them. So if you've got guidance and you can direct me into something where that's more economical, that can do the jobs that we need to be done there.
Well, I guess I think in that right more, direction. Yeah, I'd like to sit down and maybe get the top three uses for it, and then you can come up with a better idea on the attachment. I mean, because you can get what I think are more durable companies out there, equipment from companies that really hold up well, maintain their value. Cost of repair is less than that particular machine. There are a lot of attachments that go to you're right on that, but if you went with a generic tractor that had either mid-mount or rear PTO with a two-point hitch, you can always do cross attachments to different machines. You're not wedded to this particular machine.
Well, that's what I mean. I need somebody who knows about these things.
So, is this something you have to have for next year?
No, I'm just. That's why I included the repairs. Something's coming up in the future.
Yeah. No, there's no question about it.
These are old machines, and they're used every day, just about.
Well, I think. I don't know how the rest of the board feels on it. I think I'd like to get more information. Talk with Dave on it.
Yeah, I think it's a big purchase. It requires more conversation. If it's not needed in 2019, then we can strategize. If that's what you're saying. Yeah. This was to bring it up for discussion and get it on our radar.
I can't say that it's not going to be needed in 2019. I'm just saying our equipment is showing signs. I mean, we're down.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
I mean, you just approved nearly $1,300 to get one fixed.
Right. Mm-hmm. So. Well, what I'd like to do is we've talked about this, and I'm ready to move forward on putting together a master plan for that park, which would also not include use of the park, structure build out, and equipment replacement. They all got to go together on that plan.
Yeah.
And in doing so, we can earmark as a board how much money we want to spend annually to get to accomplish that 5-year plan. And I think something like that should be a part of that conversation, maybe not necessarily tonight.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
That is my thing for tight areas in the world.
That's a backup.
Yeah. Yeah. See the principles of using well for landscaping.
RIP so or RPI to spot 5.
Yeah. Probably got to delete this one. All right, cemeteries. A 8810.
Done
with me? Yes, sir.
Yes. Thanks. In cemeteries, only some minor adjustments. I think I spoke with the board at a previous meeting that I had met with the American Legion, and they had requested assistance from the town to purchase flags for the veterans' graves in the cemeteries that we have. And if we would assist them in the purchase price, which they thought was $750 to $800, they would muster the ground support to get them out there and make sure they're out there for Memorial Day and Flag Day and things like that. So I included $800 in the budget for cemeteries.
I have a bunch of American flags up in the Legion snack bar area.
Really? Like hundreds? Or?
No, I wouldn't say there are hundreds, but there's at least 50. I mean, it's the old American Legion field. Mm-hmm. It's still called Legion Field in the park. But we cleaned out upstairs, and there was a lot of their stuff still up there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what shape they're all in, but
right.
I mean, there was a good-sized box of them.
Right. Well, I think we'll leave the 800 in, and if they're usable, we'll use that those to offset some of the purchase. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for miscellaneous contractual, I've got the request was for $1,500. I've got $1,500 in there. And was that for, what was that for?
That's for fuel. That's
oh, okay.
For mileage.
The other item that I don't have in here, but it's only because I mentioned it to the board that I wanted to discuss it at budget time. I was approached by the president of the Southside Cemetery Association, which is a nonprofit, and they're experiencing some tight financial conditions for many different reasons, primarily as a result of labor to mow and insurance, and what they're charging for internment is barely making ends meet. And under the guise of keeping it out of the town's responsibility to maintain it, they were looking for, you know, if they default and we have to end up taking it over, they were looking for a little assistance in the area of taking down trees, mm-hmm. just a couple of trees. And I said that I would bring it to the board's attention on budget time. So I don't know if it's something we have to necessarily budget for. You know, maybe a better conversation to have with our highway department since it does have a bucket truck.
Which we kind of brought to his attention that we need to
right.
have some, not just at Southside, but also Rice Cemetery.
Yes, yep.
So you have it in there now, right?
Say again.
You have it in there now, the 1,500 tree removal?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So I guess my question is, do you want to have something in there or see if we can work something out with highway?
Above, you know, we will put more than the 1,500 tree removal you have in there?
In there.
Oh, tree removal. Okay, yeah. I do right. have it in there. $1,500.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm just wondering if that would be enough to do what we want to do, but I don't know like how Paul charges back on different things.
So, yeah, he charges back. He legally is able to charge back based on the cost of manpower, fuel, and use of equipment.
Mm-hmm. I have
we also
idea.
Put the budget together.
Yeah. And legally.
I have no idea what the cost is. I mean, I know that there were, you know, I went down with Reed here recently, looked at Rice Cemetery and some of the different things. There were a couple small trees. I would doubt that it would be that much, mm-hmm. but I have no idea what's at Southside. And with that, you know, I don't know what he would be charging on that. It may not be enough, but it very well may be. Mm-hmm.
so.
So that's how I ended up.
So at this point, I'm going to say, yeah, we're probably good with it, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was a greater cost incurred as a result of this chargeback.
And the thing is, it's a not-for-profit, so they're essentially like any other not-for-profit fire company, the emergency squad. So you know, they do provide a service to our community. We contract with them. You know, this is sort of like that. They provide a service to our community, but it's something that people pay for along the way. So I was viewing it as a little bit of insurance to keep them financially solvent so that it doesn't become a drain on the federal taxpayers globally. So that's why I put the money in. Mm-hmm. So leave it in?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else for Rick?
David had included some additional cemetery requests on the sheets that I gave you guys.
These are from Roy. Roy wants to get a grass bagger for his John Deere X350. The quote from Paul's Farm and Garden is $1,300 for it. I think that's high. I think you could get a generic one at Home Depot or something cheaper, but it's Roy. Okay. I don't know if a generic one would fit on the back of a John Deere. It's something we would have to look at. The other thing he wants is a walk-behind trimmer mower. If there's, and he only wants the DR trimmer mower.
That's a 21 inch.
Is it?
Is that 500 now?
That's this one.
Yeah, it's 500 now instead of 359. The price is. It says $359, but that looks like, is that the one that I thought was a sale?
Well, this was $499, it's not a sale. Special now, even longer.
But we won't put it down right now, and for one, I printed that out.
So, I'm assuming, I know he's got a weed whacker.
He's got a weed whacker, but he's finding that it's bothering his back carrying the weed whacker. That's why he wants to push. Mm-hmm. The push one, he says he could do it faster and stay on his body.
Okay.
We could also use it at the park. Save some time. But it do get heavy.
Going around the fence lines.
Is he the only guy that works in cemeteries?
At this time.
We've asked him multiple times if he wants to, you know, send someone out with him, one of the young ones, and he's very adamant. I know where he is at all time, and we check on him.
Okay.
He's only working half a day. He's back by noon. Well, I have to agree with you. I think the $1,500 is a big hit for a bagger. So I don't know where the board is.
I'm wondering why he needs a bagger.
He doesn't want to leave his clippings, I guess.
Yeah, but it's good nitrogen.
If
anything, we need a mulcher for the mower.
Yeah.
Chop it up and leave it right there. But
I'm not really supportive of those bags myself. Just blow it down, and it'll help to fertilize the ground.
Okay.
Put nutrients back in. I don't know. What about the trimmer? You guys?
It's all right.
Put the trimmer in?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do, like I said, I don't know what the price is going to be now. That was Oh, yeah. Where's the price on it? It was on sale for $360. So,
okay, so he's looking. So
he wants the DR.
He wants the DR, but there's other
trimmers
that are similar. This is a Remington. This is a Cub Cadet. Cub Cadet is $269.
All right,
this is
so
$284.
Where's the one that he wants? How much is that?
The DR is
$359.
So if we put $400 in, I'll cover it. Something that'll be.
It was free shipping.
You can roll the rest over into pre renewal.
There we go.
Good. That's it.
You're fine with me.
All right, so you got that, Jeffrey?
Yes.
And what was the $500 miscellaneous that you were looking for?
He,
or you were looking for?
felt, blades, oil.
Doesn't that come out of small?
I don't know.
Yeah, we've got. I'm pretty sure we've got an account
for parts repair. My first time doing this. So
yeah.
I'm still learning.
It should be covered under that.
Yes. Okay.
Anything else?
Nope.
Good. Thank you.
All set?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
This time a little bit.
We didn't cover rec revenue, but it looks like you just put it all in, so mm-hmm. matched up with what we were doing last year. So that's a quick conversation. I'm good with that.
Okay. If everybody's good with that, we'll move on. Transfer station, we'll skip over that. We'll go with the assessor. For 8:15. Sorry, Peggy, we're not too far over time. Probably not the best night for you to be coming out. Mm-hmm. Probably not the best night for you to be coming out.
The two white pages before A1355 are Peggy's letter to the board and her conversation with Lewis Greer.
Department head, before we get started, we have a flat budget. There's a 1% per assessed thousand increase in the tax rate, which simple math on $200,000 house is going to be a $2 increase in town taxes. We are staying underneath the tax cap, but we're up against the tax cap, and what that allows us to do is raise an additional $40,500 in tax revenue. And still be under tax cap. So that means any additional funding increases, if we don't have a revenue stream there, it has to come out of fund balance. And you know, for our all intents and purposes, the board committed to staying under tax cap. We're not going to blow through it. So that pretty much tells us where we are from a financial structure in the budget. Salaries, I put in straight 2% across the board for salaried employees and hourly, but we will have our, as we always do, a detailed discussion on salaries and hourly rates at the end of the budget process, but that doesn't mean that you can't speak to salaries at this point in time. So with that, we'll start with A1355. And I believe, salary-wise, I'll just come down for the record. We requested $60,000, which is about a $7,000 increase, which I think is a 13% increase in salary. I put the 2% number in for the clerk. It was a request for $28,000, which is a 64% increase. We have her in at $24,170, which is, how did that get so high?
Well, last year, she didn't move over till later in the year.
So, oh, so that wasn't a full year's pay on.
Right.
Gotcha, okay. For equipment, assessor requested $1,500 for a laptop. I include that in the tentative budget. For department contractual, she requested $15,000. I kept that $15,000 in. For legal fees, she was estimating $285,000, and so I plugged that number in at $285,000. Last year we had approved $200,000 in the adopted budget, and I think we're probably $30,000 over that.
Yeah, we're going to go over.
We're over.
Yeah.
Yeah. My these are as of August 31st. We're at 187,443.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
And
couple of reasons for being over that the board needs to understand. We had to do the FCA appraisal.
Mm-hmm. That was costly.
And the consulting and attorney fees for FCA. So that was a big part of going over. At the conference, I had an opportunity to talk to John Tukowski, who did the appraisal for Erie Boulevard. And I had an opportunity to talk to Daryl that works for the Lewis. I think the numbers for next year's budget for attorney fees is very conservative. Okay. So you have to look at a couple of things. You have to look at, unfortunately, we don't have a crystal ball. So you have to look at other people coming in and grieving and having an Article 7 and having to go to court. It's going to happen with the sewer going in. Okay, I'm already starting to hear it about people that are going to start contesting their assessed values on the 9 because of the cost of the sewer. It's going to happen. I mean, it's inevitable. And then when you start getting tax exempt properties on prime commercial properties on the 9, you're in trouble. Okay, so I know that the values, the land values are, the sale values on Route 9 are way up. Unfortunately, we cannot do anything about that unless we do an update.
By update, you mean reval?
Well, you can do an update. You don't have to do a full blown reval. You can do what they call an update, which updates all your neighborhoods and the sales criteria. So you can do that. Unfortunately, I'm going to be alone in the office again. So, that's another thing to look at. There's a lot of changes coming through with the state of New York. A lot of changes with the STAR program. A lot of changes with the RPS system. They're renaming it. They're revamping it. They're making certain equipment mandatory in the assessor's office. So we need to look at all that stuff. Okay. They're talking now about not only having either a tablet or a laptop, but they're also talking about having dual screens, computer screens. So it's something we need to, and this is going to come in 2019. So everything, there's a lot of changes happening. The comptroller's auditing the assessor's office as we speak, not mine, but they're going throughout the state auditing. They'll be coming around. Okay, so there's a lot of work to be done and a lot of things to be done in one person in the office. So, I've always tried to do whatever I was asked to. I worked on the sewer district. I worked on, different things. And one person just doesn't do it. So that's something we have to look at too. And salary has a lot to do with it. $13 an hour is not a lot of money for someone in that position, and no perks. I mean, she gets no accrual time, she gets no, nothing. And we asked about that, and we were told flat no.
Well, you got the reason for it?
Well, I'd like to say for the record why we didn't say no. I made it clear to the employee that we can make it a full-time position, but it becomes civil service. And I believe that employee is not a resident of Saratoga County. And in addition to that, she's not on the civil service list. So had we gone and made it full-time, she'd essentially be an employee. So that's not that we didn't say no. She didn't want us to make it full-time.
Well, I understand, and I understand what you're saying, and I get that. I get it. But the thing is, she's working full-time hours. So I think she should have some benefit, some accrual time. Not even if it's...
Are we talking about the person that just tendered the resignation?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a moot point.
Well, yeah, but these are some of the reasons why she's leaving. Okay. Just so you know, it's...
Okay. So getting back to the budget, are you saying that we need to up the legal fees?
I think so.
What do you think it should be?
I would...
Have we gotten any correspondence from our special counsel on what he's suggesting?
No, but I did request that.
And he didn't send it?
I did request that again with Daryl out at the conference, and he's going to take care of it, so you guys should be getting something.
Yeah, I know, but you
know, I know. Well, I mean, he did send me a proposal for the budget, which I attached. I mean, and that's fine for him, you know, but I think we need to have a little extra in there in case.
So what do you think?
I would say at least 50,000, because if you get a big company coming in like SCA came in, and you got to pay for an appraisal, you're going to need some experts. So I would say at least 50, and maybe we won't use it, and I hope we don't have to use it. Mm-hmm. But I think we should have it better to be in there than not.
Question on the department contractual falls under the 15,000.
That would be just things, you know, supplies for her office, mileage reimbursements.
Mileage reimbursement, supplies, education.
What have we spent here to date?
This is what I would like to do. I'm okay putting that additional 50,000, but I'd like to have a separate line item created for, for special services.
Okay, and we talked about that. Jeff and I talked about that. We agree. There should be a...
In the past, we've just combined all of this into 1.4 account. Mm-hmm. And next year, what I would like to do is take that as, you know, 0.4 would be what Peggy needs to run the office, mm-hmm. and then like 0.401 would be what we have in attorney and extra fees like that. Okay. So that's why I have it split out in the budget like that now.
So can I put a third line in, a line item in for the 50
for the special
mm-hmm. services?
Yep.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I totally agree. I think it should be.
Well, I also have another reason for that too.
Okay, so.
So well, let me make sure the board is okay with that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, you know, just getting back to salaries, you folks, I mean, I had given the board a couple years ago a spreadsheet that I had did between Washington County, Saratoga County, Warren County, the assessor salaries, how many staff people they had, how many parcels they had, how much they made per parcel. You know, I know you guys think I'm old and I've been here forever and you know, I'm not going to go anywhere, so why give me more money? And I'm sure that's the thought process here. But no. I still do the job. And I do the job 110%. I gave you a spreadsheet this year again. I think the board really needs to look at competitive salaries. I really do. I mean, year after year, promise, and nothing. And I think the salaries need to be brought up to the 2019 competitive salaries. I mean, it's easy enough for you guys to look at what everybody makes throughout the counties. No, it's public information. It's on the internet. Anybody can find it. I mean, I really think that it needs to be looked at. I don't know what's going to happen when I start taking my vacation time, because the office is going to be empty. Just so you know. I mean, I do work from home. I check my email from home. I make a phone call from home. You know, but the office is going to be empty. I have 30 days vacation to take, so. And this is the first year I will not give any of it back. So the office will be empty until we decide. I believe there's a list of the county, if I'm not mistaken.
I have a list of every township of what's paid.
to...
No, I mean for...
Eligible employment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's some, well, actually, I think, yeah, there is, because that was a list that I looked at when we were talking about making that decision.
There's quite a few names on it, too.
I think so.
Yeah, 100 and something names on it. So, I mean, I don't know what, I guess we'll have to start, I don't know what the board, whatever the board wants to do, whatever.
Well, I think, and the board's felt this way for some time, at least since I've been on the board, which has been some time. You know, we would like to appropriately compensate our employees. But as I said at the top of the budget workshop and the beginning section for each department head, the tax cap has a major impact.
I know it has.
And you would be the person on the front line that would hear most if we busted through a tax cap.
Oh, I know. I know. It's strapped a lot of municipalities. That tax cap has really tied the hands of a lot of municipalities and school districts.
Oh, yeah. And
there's no question about it.
Any political subdivision.
Yes, absolutely. There's no question about it. I totally agree. And I know that.
And I think the board would like to do more. It's just that, there's a finite amount out there without, raising taxes, busting the tax cap. And so we take that all into consideration, and I think we do the best we can with that situation. But anyway, appreciate your comments on it. We're going to go and have a detailed conversation about salaries as we wrap the budget process up.
Right, so we're going to add the $50,000 into legal fees, correct?
That's going to be a separate line.
Separate special services. I know that's not final, but tentative.
Yeah, we'll put it in. We'll see where our numbers are.
And hopefully we won't need it.
That would be awesome. And quite honestly, if we didn't have, look at the number that we're setting aside, almost $300,000 for legal fees and appraisals. I mean, these energy companies that purport to want to be good members of the community, they are sucking the money out of small municipalities like us, which keeps us from providing living wages and appropriate salaries for everyone. So,
Well, that was a big topic, too, of the conflict, these utility companies.
And they keep coming back every year.
And they're not going to go away?
Our community could do a lot with $300,000.
So, I think what has to happen is the legislators have to act on some of this stuff, which was a conversation out there about getting the legislators on board and putting a stop to this. You can certainly show detailed how much the town of Moreau has spent in, 20 years. I don't mean. So, okay. So,
anything else?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
So,
have a good night. I just got to take a break for just a second.
We'll take Sandy's.
For 4 minutes,
yeah, it was in class. That's not coming.
I can get cut it down.
I did the update. Why don't have the newest one?
Oh, this is the SS.
Oh, it's the SS.
Yeah, the one. I'm still getting used to that no home button. Nice quarter for the day. And the iWatch more.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, I can find it.
Hey, Bear, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
Good.
I'm hoping for volunteerism. Sorry, I'm kind of like
this. Still no, I'm just sliding down this way.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going nowhere. I like it over my quiet little home.
Where are we at?
SF. It's the second to last yellow sheet.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Brian.
Brian. Hey, Bear. How about the helm? Yeah.
That's us.
Okay.
I was wondering where you went.
Quinn, how are you? Good, sir.
Quinn. I'm trying to move one way. I have a block of space there.
$15. Two people in, about $16 an hour.
Yeah.
Remember, Todd, Amazon raised its hourly rate to $15. Everybody's going to go to work for Amazon.
Okay, where is
Amazon
it?
Some of the town
where are they located?
Yeah,
no. Not here.
Not yet. All right, we got Tina back. Everybody's here. Thanks for coming in this night, gentlemen. As I've done for all the department heads or different entities that we provide funding for, I give them a brief overview of what we did structurally with the budget this year so you know where we're coming from and we put it together. This year, the budget remains relatively flat from last year. We structured it so that we stay beneath the tax cap. And in doing that, the tax rate's going to increase by 1 cent per assessed thousand, which on a $200,000 house would equate to an increase of $2 in town taxes. And we have the tax cap maxed out, and that allows us to generate additional $40,500 in additional revenue from taxes. So what does that mean? So that means we can increase spending by $40,500, and everything else has to be funded either by user fees or fund balance. And we've also maintained the structure of the budget to eliminate the fire protection tax for a second year in a row. We still are going forward without a highway tax. And the reason for that structure, which I made clear last year when the board adopted the budget, is because of our fund balances. As long as we have either a highway tax or a fire protection tax, when we get additional sales tax revenue, it can only go into the DB account. And
B or DB.
B or DB, which does not allow us to put it in the general fund, which is the fund that has the least amount of I believe it's the lowest, or one of the lowest fund balances. So, historically, if we keep up the trend that we've been doing for several years, many years now, those fund balances are going to run out if we don't have an ability to restore the funding. So, by eliminating those two types of taxes, that gives us more discretion legally to set aside additional sales tax revenue into all the various town funds. So with that and keeping under the tax cap, well, I'll talk on salaries even though it doesn't impact you. I included for salaried and hourly employees a 2% increase across the board. That may change. We typically discuss salaries at the very end of the process, budget process. And for the different entities that we fund, we also put in 2% increase. That would be for the community center. I did it for the fire company, and I did 2% for an emergency squad, with additional $10,000 committed only for building expansion. It can't be used for anything else. So that would work out to a little bit more than 2%. So
I just have one quick question. I don't want to break you up.
No, I'm just about done.
Do you look at the legalities of not having a separate line item on taxes? Because from everything I read, it says that the fire protection tax must be a separate line item in towns.
But we don't have a tax. It was a separate line item.
But it says that's the only way it can be paid. It's the only way it can be funded.
You have the tax. We don't have the tax now.
No, it says that's the only way it can be funded. I'm just asking because I don't know the legalities. I had somebody send it to me from out west with last year with what we went through, and from what I read, it said clearly state. Now, I don't know if it's because there's a difference between a fire protection district and a fire district, but this that I have gotten in an email says that fire protection must be paid for.
Which is the one
on a separate line item?
Which one that has representation by commissioners? The district.
Okay, district by itself would have just a fire district would have representation.
Well, I would suspect that's the one that has to have the line item for the tax because you have a separate elected board that represents the public.
I just don't want to see something come back on you.
Oh no,
guys, what I mean? Because
we're not doing anything illegal.
You know, because I don't want to be involved in that. Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
before we even structured the budget that way, we had a conversation with the controller's office.
Okay.
We made sure that...
Because some of the stuff, you know, when you don't read into this stuff on a daily basis or deal with it on a daily basis, you end up with a headache by the time you get done reading some of the stuff, you know. So that was all my question was. Maybe.
Okay. So what we've done is, based on a 2%, the fire company contract would be increased by $10,306 over last year. And I believe the ask was...
I think I was about
$645,376.
Which I believe was a 10%.
Yeah. And I did have a couple questions on your budget request going down through the list.
Mm-hmm.
Truck payments, that's about $111,000.
Easily, because everybody just bought $1.13 million worth of fire trucks.
So do you have both trucks figured into the budget here, or one?
Both.
That's both.
That's both. One's already delivered in service, and the other one's
so 111,510 is for both trucks.
For three trucks.
Three trucks.
We still have another one that's financed.
Did you refinance that?
We refinanced it.
No,
we refinanced
well,
586.
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
But no, that's
three truck payments.
Right. Okay, so three truck payments over. So they must run different terms. One what? 30 years.
No,
15. The new trucks are 15.
One of them will run out in 2026, and the other last two we just got will be 15 years.
So that's what, 2033.
And so, so separate those out for me. What's each payment for each of the trucks?
That's $55,000 for the one we have, and $55,000 for the two we got. Just got.
So we paid five. We had $500,000 in cash that we paid down on these. We only financed seven something.
And so you're in custody now of all the trucks.
We'll be in custody of the engine rescue in about two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
So it's in Latham, having tool mounting done.
And just a little bit of background on why we went with both now. The age difference between the two that we got rid of was about 2 years. And with the increase in the price of trucks that's been going on, we felt that it was better to do them combined. And by doing so, we actually saved about, what, $200,000 on the total price of two trucks.
Plus,
now.
Plus I've got a million-dollar truck to replace in about 8 years.
Right.
Which is a ladder
truck. We're trying to get ahead on the savings for the ladder so we don't end up...
more in debt.
Right.
Okay. I appreciate you giving me the budget request, but don't you usually provide us with last year's expenditures, what you budgeted for, and how much you have spent year to date?
We can do that.
We typically have it in the past. Usually we just drop off our end of the year accounting paperwork to you guys. Which
you do that and see it in.
Isn't done yet, is it?
Yeah.
Is it done?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got a copy.
I was going to say, a copy should have been sent to you guys. Brian always sends it.
Okay.
Which has a breakdown of everything. We send it to you guys in the village every year. We get it back from the accountant when he does our filing for the federal government.
Okay.
We have that different, you said?
Yes.
Usually you guys have to live in a day or two of us getting it.
So, on your budget request, you have a line item that says truck savings of $55,000.
Correct.
What does that mean?
Going in savings account for truck replacement.
Oh, so that's your replacement.
Correct.
It's for the contract with the
yeah, we yep. opted, because like I said, in 8 years, we're going to be looking at $1 million plus to replace one truck instead of two, because it'll be at its... age limit for NFPA requirements. If it still passes ladder test by then, hopefully we get 8 years out of it.
Another new line item on there was the cancer bill, and that's a new law that is taking it's effective, I think, the first of the year, where any firefighter that's been an interior firefighter for 5 years, it's going to be, I think they're estimating around $250 per firefighter that will have to pay that for the life of that firefighter. So once a member's been interior for 5 years, we have to pay $250
for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life.
And that's mandated.
So that $10,000 is for the number of people that we expect will be paying effective the first of the year, which and obviously we've never had to pay before.
And that number's going to go up every year.
Right.
Because even if people get out, they got their 5 years, and they get out, we still got to cover them for it. And that's state law.
So where is that on your list? For
second from last.
Thank you.
Top second page.
Top second page.
My brain is lost today, so I forgot everything.
So is that, what is it, like a figure per member? How does that work?
Yeah, it's $250 per firefighter once they've been an interior firefighter for 5 years. And so we've looked at our records of, because it can go back 5 years. So effective, you know, the first of the year, anyone who's been an interior firefighter for 5 years will have to pay that. And then every year thereafter, anyone that hits that five-year mark, so if the first of the year someone's got 4 years, they don't get covered by it. The following year, they'll get added on. And it's basically the only time you remove them is once someone passes away. Mm-hmm. So every year thereafter, it's going to be adding on, which I think it's only going to be a couple people per year that will hit that, but...
Right.
Define interior firefighter.
Someone that can physically wear an SCBA and go inside.
Inside, okay. So you have firefighters that don't actually go into a...
Yeah, we have like fire police who are out directing traffic, some of the older guys. And we have some members who just choose not to go interior.
Okay.
When do you have to start making these payments?
January 1.
Yeah, and it's a separate
and
insurance policy.
It's a
policy.
Separate insurance policy, and it's got to be paid in full at time.
January 1's got to be paid in full?
Yeah.
Dave Meager's quite knowledgeable on this. I had a conversation with him, so could have a conversation with him if you want. Anybody can.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff with the insurance companies, I mean, literally, I just got the email from McNeil today with the actual dollar amount, and the whole thing is actually set stone with them. McNeil is who we use for insurance on that.
And if I remember correctly, the state has like a contract with an insurance company,
yep,
or something, so it's not, you can't shop around for the insurance. It's
only a couple carriers
or something like that. I don't remember exactly.
And they're all staying at the same price. So it's not even like, you know, you can say, oh, well, you guys are this and I'll shop with this one because it's going to be the same price.
What percentage of your membership falls in that category on the five-year look-back?
I don't remember the exact number.
It was over 50 and under 60%.
Yeah.
And how many members you had?
It was like, I would think it was like 31-ish, 32-ish.
I don't remember. We made a list.
I know. We had the list, and I don't have my list either. It's in my briefcase.
Is that the hard number, 10,000? Or is it approximate?
That is approximate, but probably not off by much. Probably plus or minus 1,000.
Because when we came up with that figure, we still didn't have a hard number
exactly
yet. What it's going to cost.
They're really waiting to the last minute on all this because all the insurance companies have been waiting on state and for everything to be finalized, and it's been a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. Even my insurance agent has said that. And Steve's in the fire service too, so I mean he's like, it's just been a mess.
I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but I would have no problem having language in the contract that the town will pay the actual number for the insurance, because that's something you have no mandate.
Yeah, we have no control over it.
You know, in my increase in the budget. I didn't take that into consideration as a mandate. I don't know how the rest of the board feels about it, but
this one's outside their control. I was pretty familiar with it, except I didn't realize it was for as long as they were still a member, and I didn't know there was the look back. So I'll go back and review that. But at 31, they're at about $7,500, $7,800 if it's 31 members.
Yeah,
I think you use the number 40 probably, and you use the number 250. The recommendations are to use something between 200 and 300. It looks like you picked the one in the middle, so
yeah,
you seem to be in line with everything I saw.
He used 250. Yeah, and he was pretty spot on. So I mean, obviously, I'll know exact numbers and stuff when I'm sure Steve will be in touch with me in the next few days, since I got that email today from McNeil saying that it was all finalized and the policies are going to be ready to go and to start looking at and reviewing. I think it said November 1st. in the email that I got today. So we should know for 100% sure within the next month exactly what it's going to cost us.
Any thoughts on the board members? I would.
Thank you.
You okay with that?
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
So you requested almost $140,000 from the village. What are they currently paying?
72.
72.
What was the increase from last year?
2%.
So we're going to pay your insurance for them?
I've been having ongoing discussions with the mayor on that.
Yeah, I mean, because the way the law is written out and stuff, sometimes it's very hard to understand.
Because of our unique setup village fire department and then contracting with the town, there's an ongoing discussion, at least between myself and the mayor, on is the village required to pay the insurance for the firefighters? And he says no. I say yes, and that's kind of been how it's going. They do pay the insurance, if I'm correct, right? They give us the money for the insurance
physicals.
Fit tests and
they're required to do our fit tests and physicals, but I worked out a deal with them a few years ago to just add that $6,000 a year into the money that they give us, and we would take care of it, just so their clerk wouldn't have to handle our paperwork. Is pretty much what it come down to. That way we could just handle it, and paperwork would come to us, and we just drop off paperwork over to them, and it was settled, They wouldn't, because there was a lot of problems with billing and stuff. Sometimes it'd come to us, sometimes it'd go to the village. It was a mess, but...
If I had it my way, that cost should be absorbed, almost an even split between the village and the town as far as that new cancer bill.
That's how I feel about it myself, but...
He doesn't seem very willing to budge much on that, but...
Even though we've had our differences in the past, you guys are easier to work with than he is.
We've never had differences.
Oh, come on, Todd. Come on.
We just feel strongly in our position. So just to be clear, you'll get us the real number that'll...
Yes, absolutely.
And the town will have language in the contract, your contract, that will pay up to $10,000 or the real amount, whichever's left.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Certainly appreciative.
Yeah. Because that was... I'll tell you what, when they first started talking about this, we all got nervous because the numbers were like 35,000, 40,000. Yeah. At first, and we're all just like, that's a big hit to take, especially when you're mandated,
Oh, yeah. Any other board member have questions on the proposed...
Let's see, utility vehicle for $55,000.
We need to start getting into the business of having chief vehicles for multiple reasons. These guys are all using their personal vehicles to go to calls as chiefs. Okay. We're paying to have lights and sirens installed for when they're an officer. Mm-hmm. And the cost of that versus going this route is actually, believe it or not, cheaper in the end. In the long term.
Then looking at, training and whatnot, we're sending more guys out to, state training facilities where they're traveling long distances, reimbursement on fuel and vehicle expenses and whatnot. There's a multitude of uses for these vehicles, towing trailers. We're looking at, in a few years as well, having to replace a heavy rescue for water rescue. My personal feeling is replacing a vehicle of that size is difficult because of the call volume we have, but it's a service we provide that I still think is pretty essential. But I think we can go more trailer-based, so this would be another vehicle for towing. There's a multitude of uses. Auxiliary, if they have to have something they have to do where they can't, more than one vehicle is needed. We have all kinds of stuff where we're using personal vehicles, where we should really be using a company vehicle, and we only have one vehicle as far as that right now.
And unfortunately, we can't give these guys fuel allowance, we can't give them maintenance allowance, because we're not allowed to. Mm-hmm. So kind of the nature of the business, unfortunately.
This utility vehicle, I mean, you talked about chiefs, but I mean, but then you said other people that might use it for going to schools or training.
Correct, because we go to like Montour Falls, because that's where State Fire Academy is. It's okay. Outside of Binghamton, isn't it? In the roundaway. It's
just
out that
just
way.
Just all the Watkins Glen.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we have people that go out there for weekend classes, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. This
Maybe
vehicle would
use
be.
Use this vehicle?
Correct, yeah. Instead of using their own personal vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know,
and that's
and then our
as well as just local training as well.
Right.
Like right now, if somebody goes to a training class, they're taking our pickup truck, which tows our boat trailer, or they're taking our van, which is the auxiliary uses, fire police uses. So
with
it just adds one more vehicle. So if one vehicle's gone, this is a vehicle that can replace it, or this vehicle can go instead of the vehicle that would tow a trailer.
With a lot of these classes now, they're. They don't offer as many of them, so we're traveling further now inside the county. But, you know, you might end up down in Clifton Park. You might end up over in Galloway, somewhere in those areas, because these classes are so long now. Like, the initial fire class now is what?
Over 100
hours. Over
100 hours.
Mm-hmm. And they do that on weeknights, you know, from 7 to 10. So we're just trying to make it easier for the volunteer, you know what I mean? It's tough for... It's tough to ask people to come in and do the job as it is and then also spend the money out of their pocket. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I understand.
You know.
Okay. Thank you.
The where are you on your heating system?
Our heating in our hall is fixed. We still got to have our heat replaced in the bays. We're waiting on the final on Kathy Marjones' grant.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any numbers in here for that, right?
No, we're working on bids right now because the way it looks, we're looking at probably spring on that grant money. So part of that's going to be parking lot and part of that's going to be heating system.
Just to be clear, you can't complete any of those jobs. They still have to be, I mean, you can start work on them, but
you can't complete them, right.
Until the grant's under contract, and then you can wrap it up and
yeah.
You won't get the money.
Right.
Yeah, that's what Grants Gateway told us.
Yeah. But I want to say we're right around the 30 to 35, I think, on the heat, weren't we?
Yeah, we're on there. I'm waiting for another quote on the heat, and all our paperwork should be set, and we'll be sending it down.
Do you get an idea where it's coming in at for repair costs?
The repair for the heat, we're right around 40.
40. What's the paving? The
paving, we're looking at probably around 70.
Okay, so it'll be close.
Yeah, it's going to be real close. Depends on how much work will have to be done on the parking lot with the paving, because there's some site work that's got to be done in the back. It's where it's starting to feed
sink
in, sink in.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
are you going to paint a circle with an H on
it? No, that's going to be in another spot.
It's going to be straight for parking spaces.
Yep.
All right. Anybody else? You have anything else for us?
I'm cool, calm, and collected this year.
We're hosting the holiday parade again. Hopefully, we'll see you guys there.
Absolutely. Do we have to dress up?
Yes.
Sure. What weekend is that?
It's a Sunday before Thanksgiving.
There you go.
They're going to be getting in tree sales.
I'll show up.
at least one of you will be there.
All right.
I'm sure nobody from the village will be there.
Thank you very much for coming in, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, as always, Al.
Good seeing you.
See you soon.
Good seeing you.
Good seeing you, too.
How'd the balloon go this year, all right?
Yep.
You have one, and your wife has one, right?
No, we have one. I guess pay that one off, and we'll get another one.
Okay. And Ronnie's working Castle Pearson.
Oh, yeah.
That out there.
Around.
Yeah.
It was great.
Nice. That's awesome. Nice.
See you later.
See you later.
Thank you.
So I'll get some information on that.
Yeah.
Cancer stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'll reach out to meet you.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a conversation. So I'm fairly well dialed in on it, but I'll just go with it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have another thing. Yeah, I think that's
okay. Yeah, they can fix it. You can have all of that.
No, I don't want it.
Rural Emergency Squad. You want to do that real quick?
Sure.
The numbers out.
I want to say it's 45, 40.
They've asked. They couldn't make it tonight, so they've asked to come in. Out of the country, or he said he was the only one that could come, so he said he would reach out to me Monday to see if there was a time to come in. So
A45, 40.
A for Andrew.
You've already had a conversation with him. He's seen the tentative.
I don't think he has.
He has, anyone can see what we have online. He has not asked for a breakdown, but he can see the total number.
So what I did for...
His requests are the, it's the page right in front of that.
This one?
Yeah, the light.
45, 40.
There we go. So they had requested the town to help them catch up to the losses they had by previous boards, and I gave them the straight 2% increase over last year for the contract, but I also included $10,000 that could only be used for a building expansion. I don't know how the board feels about that. This evening, as part of the contract, the fire company, you know, we're in agreement to give them approximately $10,000. I think we're being fair to them by helping them out with their building expansion should it come to fruition. The reality is probably won't happen this year because they're so far away, they're fundraising and financing. But, you know, I think the town is going to be helpful in that.
What happens if they don't ever have that come to fruition? Will they be expecting us to hand them $10,000 for something else? Can we...
I have no problem keeping it, rolling it in the fund balance, and then should the, you know, accumulate it. I mean, it's totally up to the board how you want to do that.
I struggle with it, and you know why.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. They never came to us to say they were doing this, to ask our opinion, and I don't feel they've made wise choices. They have separate bedrooms in there. I mean, go to any other squad, and they're dorming. They each... bedroom, I think they had 6 or 8 bedrooms. I went to their open house about it. They had spent, I want to say, close to $100,000 on the company that was doing the commercial. I think it was 70 or 75 at that point on the company that was doing fundraising for them. I don't think they're making wise decisions, and I'm so unhappy that we've never been able to get them to be open with us with their expenses. We're paying for their heat, their electric, their bills. And I don't support it. I don't. I guess that's just the best way to say it.
So just for the record, last year's adopted budget, we contracted $231,015. They had requested $266,000. With $60,000 additional earmarked as a reserve for the new building. As I mentioned earlier, I plugged in 2%, which would give them $235,635, and earmarking only $10,000 for the reserve for the new building.
Are we holding the 10 in a reserve fund here?
Yes.
You can do whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
We can do whatever you want.
And so if it's earmarked and they don't do the new building, it's our money still.
Yes.
Is that what you were proposing?
Right. I think there might be an anticipation that if they ever got to construction phase, that they'd be able to count on it down the road.
Well, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
I'm more supportive of us holding the money.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would go along with that. I'd still like to see what their plans are.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah, have you stopped by the building? Have they walked you through the?
No, actually, I didn't. I had scheduled something with him, and then he had something come up, and it just hasn't gotten to fruition.
Gotcha. No, I mean, they certainly need something different over there, but I don't know if they've looked 100% from within to figure that out yet. So, but I'm okay with the $10,000 earmark and us holding it for sure.
Okay. And I'm happy to, if you want to go down anytime and meet with the squad, I'm happy to go with you. They've always been forthcoming with any of my asks, so I'm happy. If you're not getting something that you want, I'll go with you.
The last time I went there, they presented us with credit card bills. Bob Bittengale started totaling the information on the credit card bills. They whited out part of the information on the credit card bills. And the response was, we did that because that was money that we use Northumberland's money that we get for to pay for those bills. So they sat there at first and said, everything's there. And then we got copies of the bills and you couldn't see the whiteout. And then Bob added and said, something's not right here. And then we went through the credit card bills and we found that. So the response to me was, Northumberland doesn't care how we spend our money. So I called the Northumberland supervisor. I don't want to say he yelled, he wasn't that irate, but he wasn't happy. And he said, that's absolutely true. No, that's not absolutely true. We rely on Preston to keep things correct and to be conservative and fiscally responsible. And I'll have a word with them and I'll speak to Preston about it because that's absolutely not correct. That was the last conversation I had about it. And that was indicative of anything that seemed to have happened anytime we wanted to see numbers. So I don't believe they do anything illegal. I just know that when the Attorney General came in here and he reviewed the bills, it was suggested that we review the bills. Not doing something illegal is great, but being fiscally responsible, I can't say they are. I don't know. So we're paying the bills, and they have this big chunk of money that they don't show us how it all breaks down and how it's spent. That it's great to say this is what our electric is, this is what our heat is, this is what all of our expenses are. But if you're not spending wisely with that other big hunk of $700,000 or whatever they're getting, why are we paying what we're paying? I think it's not about care, it's not about service, it's about transparency. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel we've ever had it. Okay. And I wish we did, because I would like to be able to say, hey, you know, not only do they do a great job and they provide something wonderful to our service, but they are being as fiscally responsible as we are when we turn to taxpayers and say we need your money to help pay for that.
So. Well, if there's anything you want information on, then I'm happy to go down there with you.
I'd like to see the books. I'd like to see everything.
You want to go down there? Just let me know.
We have before and it's never worked out. And I'm not saying.
Did you go with me?
No, I didn't go with you. So I might. I would be willing to do that. Yes, because I would like this once and for all to be done. I don't like. This is not.
Let me know. I'll do whatever you want to do. So just.
Okay. I would like. I would like that.
Do you have a revenue sheet for the squad for all the pass-throughs?
Oh, no, I don't. But if it's not in here, it could be in here.
I think we usually have them in
there. Yeah, normally we put it at the back.
Am I looking the wrong section?
Is it just an offset of
it's
the pass?
It's in the supervisors.
Also the supervisors?
It's the A1640 line items, the fourth one down, ambulance charges.
So,
hey, what?
In the on the revenue side, yeah, it's the supervisor revenue sheet.
Gotcha.
Fourth item down.
Mm-hmm. It's just a pass through on that.
Exactly. So it's going to match whatever's on the ambulance charges from A4540.
So one of the things as we look to the next contract. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous amount of additional work it creates for our office to collect that money and then send it back out. you know, I'd like to revisit the language on that, so we're not even involved. I don't even want to be involved with those pass-throughs at all.
Can we revisit the number real quick? What do you have for a number? 730?
730.
But they got 700 in their budget, so.
Yes, that is based off of the trend. So their request here of 700, it doesn't track with what I was looking at when we were looking at the trend, so I put the number for that in there.
We can get more detail and follow on that when Steve comes in.
It's always matched what there was. I was just curious.
Does the board, whole board want to meet with Steve when he's available, or do you want me to meet with him? How do you want to handle that?
I already met with him, but it might be better to go forward to hear consensus at this point.
Well, we'll have other workshops on the schedule, so we can put him in on one of those.
Great.
Okay. That sounds great.
Transfer station.
That's the TS section near the back.
So, we have budget in there for staffing down there, $95,000. Last year in the adopted budget, we had $70,000. That $25,000 increase is because I had asked Jeffrey to look at restoring the hours that we operate down there to what it used to be. You can see what it does to those numbers, and we're going to have to, because it's a user fee based fund, we'll have to take into consideration what we're charging for those services down there. Did you look at that at all?
I haven't had a chance to look at it in depth. Okay. I can tell you that the revenue right now in the transfer station is higher. That's because of the closure of the other transfer station. Right. I talked with Ted even this morning about it, and he said that their plan is to reopen that other transfer station in January right now, but like I said, they keep pushing it back, so we're a little unsure, and we're unsure of what loss of revenue we're going to see when they do open that back up.
Well, I think we have an opportunity as a result of their unfortunate circumstances to take advantage of increased revenue coming in down there because of more usage. And I think that would help at least partially for that year fund additional hours for service. And I probably hear once a week from people who are loaded up to go in and didn't know it was closed.
And that's just your family.
And that's just my family.
What are the restored hours?
So we were closed on. We used to be open all but Sunday and Wednesday, or Sunday and Tuesday.
Wednesday we Wednesday. Closed. Yeah. And Sunday.
Yeah. And so we were open a full day for the rest of the days of the week. So,
we'll be open on Sundays or not open on Sunday?
No, closed Sunday and Wednesday.
But they work part. They work half days.
Yeah, we have other half days week. In there now, and people show up at the wrong half of the day.
So it's all right. And then what are those hours? Like 9 to 5 or something? 2:45.
Yeah, I have the hours on my desk. I can go grab it real quick.
Basically, 7:45 to about 3:45.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
No, you're right. That's about what it is. Yeah, I know. Sometimes Bob gets home and he's rushing to get over. But he doesn't complain because he lives with me and he's...
So anyway, I don't know what the board's thoughts are. I mean, we can leave it in for now, or we can cut it. We can add an additional 4 hours. I don't know, whatever you'd like to do. I put it in there where it is now.
Does it amount to what, another
8 hours a week that would be open? I thought there were only two half-days, or is there three?
I think it's...
There are...
It's three half-days. Sunday and Tuesday, they're open in the morning. Thursday, they're open in the afternoon.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday, they're open 7:30 to 5:30.
This figure with a monthly fee from a public, a private, is around 25 to 30 bucks a month. So increasing it, if you had to use it once a week, at $5, if somebody's going to spend $5 a week, it's $25 a month. Still less than what the private sector is charging pickup. You could use that as your basis for your fees, charging fare. And that would be my, how to look it up. There's only two or three private, and use what they're doing for monthly fees.
People aren't going to come to us if they have to pay what it costs to have some. I'd rather have somebody come and pick it up at the end of the driveway.
But you can maybe raise it so it's below the private rate, so they feel they're getting a fair deal and not hurt the town's revenues, because you are charging a fair price.
I feel the price is very fair.
Yeah, and I think, I was talking with Councilmember Van Tassel, I think we have opportunities down the road for a revenue stream there if we run it right, which we need to look at next year.
Yeah, there's a big project down there that's worth exploring.
Yeah.
Just when you discuss, just a suggestion with Marole. Thank you. Rome Murphy Square, with the board, to protect the board and the town, is have them show you their 990, which is a public document that they file with the IRS. And by looking at that, that gives you a lot of information that you can look at, which is they have to show that IRS. You should be getting that document in that, my suggestion.
I think that's what Jeffrey did. That doesn't have the detail.
Is he just getting the hours?
It's right up on our board. I don't know where he went.
Paul, he's getting there real quick. So I just make a comment. I think we're all on the same page here. I don't think extending the hours is going to give us revenue, because those same people are coming back at different times. It might give us a little bit of revenue. So if we're looking to cover that initial cost, we're going to have to do something else, which is what I think you suggested, is we have to look at user fees. Because the people are just coming while it's open. It might be frustrating, so we're trying to be more accommodating. But I don't think we'll lose a lot of revenue. They're not going anywhere else.
Well, I know we drove up to Fort Ann to go to the other one, the Harem Hollow of Fort Ann.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Because you already loaded up.
We had a trailer full. And I was like, what are we going to do? Bring cars home?
Oh, yeah, maybe
we are. So we just right up to Fort Ann. Mm-hmm. So
thank you.
They're open 7 to 3 Monday through Friday, I think. So.
Yeah. And Sunday.
Yeah, right.
So the top one is what they currently do.
Yeah.
The bottom one is based off of. That's what I base these numbers off of. In the budget.
Town supervisor, I think changing these hours at transfer station is going to make more people happier than the sewer. That's
it. Is that possible?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So we can leave it in now. Obviously, when we look at these final numbers, we're going to have to make some tough decisions along the way. So if you're okay with it now, we'll leave it in and come back to it.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about the security camera, $2,000. We didn't talk to the judge about these. He's got a much lower price for
it. I said it here, so I'll say it again on the record. I have no idea what he's going to get for an 18-camera system. I'd love to see what he's looking at.
I'm wondering if it's one of those ones they snuck on PJs.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Are you okay with the $2,000?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine. I'm just, the disparity of price is kind of...
Yeah. We're spending $2,000 to save what, though? At transfer. That's not transfer, though, right? That's a
cost. It's not just saving. It's a security issue. It's a matter of safety.
Accountability. It's a lot of things.
Yeah, we have had them going into bins, haven't we?
Make sure everybody's abiding by the no smoking sign.
Yeah, I've been here 2 years ago.
So how did you get the $25,000 bump?
It is three employees, because Ted has someone at recycling, he's got someone in the compactor, and he's got someone in the booth. So three employees, and then I took their kind of like an average of what we're paying them between that $12 and the $12.92, I think is the highest we're doing next year. Ted did. and I averaged it out that way to figure out what the
additional
number
of hours.
Well, you're the money person, so I don't want to challenge your math, but I just still don't quite follow it. It's 624 man hours?
I don't know, person hours.
Yes, person hours.
Right.
I don't know how we get to 25,000. So, anyways,
I'll have to look at it. And also, I mean, it does include, you know, extra time for Ted and everything else. So, and he kind of raises the average a little bit. So,
two becomes four.
50% increase.
No comment.
All right. Well,
anything else on transfer? Anything else on transfer? We've got,
you forgot to add in the 2% increase over that. That's included in that.
Contractual, I bumped up the $81,600. It's only a $1,600 increase. That's all there is for a transfer station.
Okay.
What else, Jeffrey, have we got? You want to go through?
That's really all we had for tonight.
I think we set a land speed record for getting through all the department heads.
Marvelous job.
Yes.
With a little controversy.
I do have some additional handouts.
Oh, thank you.
Wait.
I'm up to three old points. I don't like stuff falling out of my finger.
You guys, when we were discussing the highway department yesterday, specifically the highway garage, Paul sent an email to you guys this morning, which included where that extra money, the $5,000, came from, $4,600. So that's the handout you can stick in your binders for that. The proposal plus the minute that he provided in that email. Here's a discussion item, or multiple discussion items. For A1620, this is the quote we received for the fire protection in the building. It's just a discussion item right now for you guys to have at your leisure.
Which building is that?
This building on right here.
A1620?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyone on that one?
Do we have another
one?
He may already have it in his actually.
Yeah, he's not. Somewhere in there.
When you say it's only a discussion item, it's not in the budget right now? Or?
No, yeah, that price is not currently in there. It's weird. Yeah. And the last item is from our dog control officer, A3510.
We discussed that last night.
Thank you. 3510?
Yes. Dog control.
Maybe?
Oh, did I say it wrong?
3510.
Oh, there it is. It's on the control. Sorry.
So, another question. What is this for? So, Dexter took it upon himself to do some surveying and look. Researched the number of calls he did and equated that to the salary he was compensated for that particular year. And then I've had conversations with him regarding his current workload and what he's being paid. And if you recall, I think we went from $13.98 up to $20 an hour partway through this budget cycle, which we were able to do to keep that service in place. And he has made suggestions on where he thinks he should be compensated based on the level of work that he does. And
He said, based off his call volume and high demand for service, an hourly rate between $23 and $26 per hour would seem true and fair for both sides. Having said that, I put in essentially $20,000
$20,000,
which equates to approximately $20 an hour for a number of hours that he has done for this year.
Yeah, we were still in discussion on that. We stuck with the $20,000 so that he wouldn't exceed that.
What do you think he's going to put in for hours this year?
I can get that for you.
Well, the other thing too is just for a point of information is the majority of the calls he's receiving are coming out of the village, and you know because we have an agreement with the village dating back in 1970s,
something,
way before my time. You know, we can fund it out of the A fund, which is you know probably the most stretched one that we have. You know, if he was just doing town outside the village, it would be a significant savings to it. So, just kind of information.
So, is it a lifelong, forever contract, or is this something you can speak to the village about?
It's just an agreement that we worked about. I don't even know if it was even. Was it even a contract? It wasn't even an MOA, was it?
I can look into it. I haven't seen any sort of agreement. It was passed as a resolution by the board.
Yeah, so it's the outcome by resolution. That's right. So, just food for thought.
We pick up the village's full cost on it?
Mm-hmm. And we can or can't?
We do.
I know we can or can't charge some of that.
It's in the A fund is taxes paid by the village and town residents. So they're paying for that service, part of that service. But, you know, based on the numbers, you know, it's a heavier lift for what we're getting in return for residents outside the village.
The dog fees, the licensing fees, the village doesn't collect their own and keep it, does it? We're getting, I've always been.
We do all dog licensing.
Okay, I thought so, but I thought, wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make sure we're front right on that.
You know, that's another thing. I think there might be legal provisions that allow a municipality to tack on for dog control services as part of the, as a local law. I'll have to look into that. That might be able to help us on that. I don't know. Do you how many dogs we license in our town?
Off the top of my head, no.
I
see.
Really?
You don't know either. Yeah.
I know it's increased in the last year. No, I just sent out 92 renewals for the month of October.
Jeffrey, can you look into that and remind me to reach out to council on that?
Yes. Absolutely.
So anyway, I've got the $20,000 in the budget.
What does that equate to in hours based on what you predict he's going to work? I mean, he was looking for 26.
Yeah, well, when we put the number in, I was basing it on $20 an hour, okay. So there must have been a total number.
What is it? Is that $1,000? 20 times 1,000?
He does a really good job.
He's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. We've got a big problem if we don't have him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem other towns and villages and cities have, and we don't want it.
Yeah, we don't want it. We had it. We took turns at that.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
He works full time for state too.
And then he's got a hired constable or something.
He does security for. One of the state agencies. He does security. So, which always
busy.
I don't know how it works if you're working a full time job. How do you provide coverage for the town?
Nobody's complaining.
No,
he's doing a good job.
Robert works for the county dispatch, and he said, I don't know what you guys are doing, but you got the only guy in the county that there aren't problems with all the time.
No,
I don't even think of some of the things he's told that happens. It's like we used to be. It's not good.
So we can get a more definitive number for what it equates to based on number of calls.
And number of licenses.
Yeah. All right. Anything else anybody want to go over now?
Anything we want maybe go over?
So what do we have left?
Lighting districts, technically, but some of the falls.
So lighting districts, I kept the tax rate identical to last year's tax rate. So they're increasing at all. They all have fund balance in them.
No, deep conversation now. It would be a high-level sharing of your thoughts on setting up some reserve funds.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. We should really look at our water districts. Probably it's the last piece that we need to address to meet the recommendations of the controller's audit that was done on previous administrations. And I think it would be a good idea to earmark reserve accounts for infrastructure on the water. Mm-hmm. I think that's a better route to go than reducing rates, only because a lot of this pipe has been in the ground a very long time, and you know, we need to be doing our due diligence for future issues that will be coming down.
Moving it to reserve takes it off the radar, and it keeps compliance, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So that's something that we can take up, you know, either as part of this process or do it independently end of the year or this year, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. That's great thinking.
I definitely think we should do it.
Anything else? What do you need from us now?
We'll need to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the numbers that we've talked about, mm-hmm. and push them through and get a better idea of what we're looking at for a preliminary right now. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to give you guys some updates on how the funds are looking, mm-hmm. and we can kind of decide. You know, we've added quite a few things over the course of this, mm-hmm. so we'll see where we are and what needs to change and have further discussions on it.
I might suggest we have him at least explore what the guidelines are around the use of that park fund, those park funds, in case we need to use some of that. So, you know, does it have to be more than 15-year life expectancy? I mean, we have some big purchases like that. Mm-hmm. So benches.
For us, that would be a call to the controller's office.
Actually, that would be legal.
I think legal. She's checked it before, so she may just know.
Yeah. So just for the benefit of the new town board members, you know, after we get to the point where we have the preliminary and it goes to the public hearing, we schedule the public hearing. By law, those members, after taking public comment, we can only increase the budget, 10%?
Exactly.
Can't go any more than that. So
we want to be pretty close.
Yeah, we want to be really close. And so probably the most next pressing issue will be a discussion on salaries and hourly rates and what you want to do. And we still have to contend with the CSCA contract, which those numbers are not in the tentative budget because we're still in negotiations. And I have only put in 2%, and we'll have to see what they agree to. I know Carl is working with other council on that to draft the MOA, which they will have to sign, even though they expressed that they won't sign the MOA. They only vote the contract up and down, but that's not the way the process works. So that's the next step, and hopefully we can have that next week.
How does our sales tax look for the year this year?
I'm going to give you a breakdown of that. The new budget sheets, you know, the appropriations up mm-hmm. year to date, I'm nearly done with those, and I should have that out for you guys tomorrow. Along with that, I'll give you an update on sales tax and what I think, if we're going to have any excess this year, what I think it might be based on what it's been the rest of the year. And you guys can start the process of deciding if you wanted to put it into general fund or somewhere else based on how much it could be.
Okay.
There's a bunch of technology spends that probably we should, we get in reserve accounts. I mean, so, but I was surprised that none of the departments came in with PC replacements, but I know that in January 2020, the majority of our operating systems are all going into life, so, you know, I'm recommending to clients in the public sector to budget for it in 2019, is you're going to have it done by January 2020, and our server operating system might also be in that same situation, so we should talk to...
How do we get an estimated cost on that?
We'd have to get PS Tech Services to come in and sit down and tell us what our IT strategy roadmap might look like. It's 2020 spend, but to get it done in a very tight window in the first part of January of 2020 would be a concern. So,
do you have time to spearhead that and maybe get us a number before we wrap up the budget?
Yeah, well, I'll call them and see if they are prepared to have that conversation. But
yeah,
I might get a call.
Okay. Yeah, because I'd like to be in this page.
There might be a little capital expense on the front side of it, but we had been talking about trying to find ways to put things in the budget for, like down at the transfer station and water, you know, we could probably connect those two facilities together with a wireless point-to-point radio and then stop spending telephone service at water. We can kill the, we can do, or the internet service. We don't have to have the internet service. We're already paying for it at highway. We can just shoot it over to water, and we can shoot it down to highway, and we can even get those cameras online if we wanted to. But so there's some possible cost savings, but we'd have to put some infrastructure in place to do it.
Okay.
One thing we've talked about that, that again, Alan, we refer to you for many things with that, is taking payments online for Correct. That was something that we haven't discussed, that we have in the past said we'd like to streamline that and streamline it and make it more efficient.
We need the more automation we have in place, the better.
Yeah. That Blue Sombrero solution is not worth taking. I mean, it's worth leaving it on the table and reviewing it. It's not really, it's really more aligned with an organization that has their own park, well, full-time park person that's running all their programs, and you're putting all your programs on, so that's when you get the full advantage out of its scheduling capabilities, because they're your schedules. When we're having other entities run programs, it's not really going to help, but they seem to have their own solutions. But one of the values is its ability to take online payments.
Is the clerk's program, is there any way, I don't know who asked, somebody asked me that, is there a way that there might be additional software or software already built into the clerk's collection program that would handle that? And I haven't.
Based on my past discussions with Leanne, there is a module for the BAS system that can handle rec fees, but she didn't know any details on, you know, what that cost of that would be, or even what the change in operations would be for her office.
Then I'm going to jump over here on something else. Also, I know what I'm not running again, so it's not something for me, but I think that I know it was beneficial in the first few years I was on the board to go to the Association of Towns, that there were years that we went and it was not so good, and years it was wonderful, and they've had a change of people in control. Fran and I went to something out in Syracuse maybe 4 years ago. We were really impressed with the change, and I think that it's something that if we have interest, that we should support any one of the four of you that would like to go. That there was a lot to be learned there.
I think we have funding on the supervisor.
We do have some funding for that. We carried over from last year. John and I went last year actually to that.
Associated towns or
Association of Towns. Yeah, the new officer training kind of thing they have going on.
Well, yeah, you went to new office for training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Association of Towns down in New York City, the week of that.
Oh, you're talking about the big one. Yeah, well, this was a local workshop they kind of did in...
those are good. I've been to both those and the Association of Towns in New York City. And in New York City, it's different than the Levine. Preston used to say, no, it's not. I never felt it was the same. When you went, you listened to other towns talk about how they handled problems or how they found solutions you listen to advice. When they started, when I first were going, they were talking a lot about the town clerks going online with payments and things, that there was talks about. We had training for several years with our coaches. That was a program with the state, and we had that for a while. It was a great program. It was how to be a coach, how to handle the process, not the sport, but the process of handling the parents and the kids. And there was a lot of good information there. And if it's better than it ever was, I don't think it's a bad thing. We used to go down on a Sunday, and it was Monday, Tuesday, and then come back on a Wednesday. We always took the train. Mm-hmm. They went out of Troy.
Town of Queensbury books a bus, and every year so far she's offered, if we want to go, we can jump on their bus.
I think the train, if you get an early morning ride, is flexible, and it's competitive compared to what they were doing. So if you wanted to go with the group and, you know, kind of go on the bus, but if you took your own train, you can go down early Sunday and have the day in the city.
And
yes.
Yes,
it is. I think it ran less than $100 round trip for the train. I don't know what it runs now.
When?
1975.
No, I'm not that old.
Because I haven't taken a train less than.
But there was a rate, and we used to leave first thing in the morning. We left at 7 o'clock in the morning. And the later in the day you go, the more expensive it is.
You can leave right out of Fort.
The stagecoach didn't used to cross the lot either, but we haven't done that all.
So
when I have my own horse, I'll tell you that transportation is a whole lot easier.
What else you got? We got other than salary. What else you got there?
Review some of the questions we talked about tonight. I'm going to do a reevaluation of the sales tax situation that we've got in the budget right now, and try to compare it with how things are tracking this year.
Good. So on Tuesday night board meeting, I'd like to set another workshop to discuss salaries and the final discussions on the budget.
I'm not here this Tuesday, but
right.
We should also be thinking about getting some conversation about that open position or the resignation.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we have another open position too now. That's
what I was referring to.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What are you referring to?
Supervisor.
What does that say that
we're leaving?
I imagine you are.
So, you get me some dates, and we all want to do it together for, I don't need it tonight, but we'll try and get
try chat for tomorrow. Night. I'm available all week next week, just I'll be in North Carolina. So I can get you dates for Tuesday.
Okay. So you won't be at the board meeting. Anybody else going to support me for Tuesday night? Mm-hmm. Reed, you going to be there?
Yeah. Okay. I also, Wednesday night's the public hearing for the
You could be the library.
I can be the timekeeper. I have a different beat or thing.
That's okay. I can handle that.
Okay.
Mine goes
good. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Sleep over here.